Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell claims the central bank's independence is being threatened by President Trump. Powell says the Fed has been served with subpoenas and is threatened with a criminal indictment relating to his congressional testimony last June. Powell's already on his way out as the Fed chair, just 4 months left in his tenure. The death toll in Iran has soared to more than 540 amid nationwide anti-government demonstrations threatening the theocracy with collapse. The BBC's Lise Doucette.
Videos have emerged of a makeshift open-air morgue just outside Tehran, where people came searching for their loved ones. The BBC was able to count at least 180 white shrouds as refrigerated trucks kept pulling up with more. The government has also been burying its own. The coffins of security forces and civilians were carried by crowds in what state television says were at least 10 provinces.
President Trump, who has threatened U.S. intervention in Iran, says Tehran is seeking negotiations. As for what the protesters seek,
I think they just want peace. They want to have freedom. The protesters are after freedom. Iran has not allowed freedom for a long time. And the protesters, I don't think they're trying to appease me. They're trying to get somebody to help them. They're under siege.
Several people injured in Los Angeles. Someone drove a U-Haul truck into a crowd of Iran protesters. Driver now under arrest. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents will be deployed to Minneapolis and vicinity in the midst of the big anti-ICE protests. The demonstrations ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator last week. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 358 points. NASDAQ futures off 229. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with Pure Talk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say micro, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250, say micro, for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a major wreck on 95 in Howard County already this morning. Just in the last 15 minutes, southbound near the bridge at Montgomery Road. That's before you get to Route 100. And it looks like right now, from what I can see going down to the camera at Route 100, that all the southbound lanes are blocked. There is no traffic coming south from the accident scene at Montgomery Road. So already back into the area of the airport cutoff and up through there, you need to make your way over to the parkway or Route 1 and start your way southbound from there. It's going to back up very quickly now, back up towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. Also on 95, coming out of Harford County, there's a wreck before White Marsh Boulevard. Vehicles on both sides of the roadway were a little bit slow at the bridge where it crosses Joppa Road to the north of White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Perry Hall and 28 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Demonstrators gathered in Howard County Sunday to call for justice in the deadly ICE shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis. The ICE Out for Good rally took place on Broken Land and Little Patuxent Parkway in Columbia. Protesters tell WJZM KZTV, they feel ICE is overextending its authority, and they hope that the rallies will make a difference. There have also been rallies in Baltimore City over the past several days, including a gathering last Thursday at the George H. Fallon Federal Building, which houses Baltimore's ICE field office. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institution in Allegheny County. 51-year-old Larry Horton was found unresponsive in his cell by officers on the night of January 10th, and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Baltimore will determine cause and manner of his death. Once the investigation is completed, the findings will be presented to the state's attorney's office in Allegheny County. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 971. The pick 4, 1143. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Steinout Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the news of John Harbaugh's firing is now 6 days old, but new information kept trickling out over the weekend. The Athletic's Jeff Zrebeck reporting that Harbaugh was dismissed by owner Steve Bisciotti in a phone call as he was driving home from the facility, and that Bisciotti spoke with players privately before making the call. One even came to his home. Some reportedly said they wouldn't come back if Harbaugh was to be retained. On the Ravens hiring front, interviews were completed this weekend with Chiefs offensive coordinator and former Bears head coach Matt Nagy, former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, and Seattle OC Clint Kubiak. Meanwhile, NFL wild card weekend was indeed wacky. Every game came down to the final 2 minutes except last night in New England.
Play pass. Oh, picked up on Henley. Twists him.
That's Hunter Henry, not Derrick Henry. Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Not a stellar night for Drake May, but it was for the Patriot defense, holding the Chargers to 207 total yards and out of the end zone. 16-3 the final, setting up a showdown next week against the Texans Steelers winner tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, a complete look at a wild, wild card weekend. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you, and welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, January 12, 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up on the program in this hour, Maryland Democrats ready a barrage of anti-ICE bills as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up this Wednesday. Video now out proves the radical activist Renee Good hit the ICE agent directly. And, of course, in spite of the spin and the propaganda and the lies being told, this was an attempt to, again, run them over, either intentionally or unintentionally. But our top story here today, Governor Spend More is now denying whistleblower fraud allegations regarding the SNAP error rate here in the state of Maryland. There are calls now for accountability and federal oversight amid the alleged SNAP scandal at the Maryland Department of Human Services, first reported by Fox 45 and their Spotlight on Maryland team. Multiple whistleblowers told Spotlight that two senior state officials allegedly hatched a plan to maintain a high error rate on food stamp payments, hoping to delay the $240 million federal penalty for having one of the highest error rates in the country at about 14%. Now, granted, it's down from 36% from years ago, but it's still one of the highest in the country. Former employees, including a senior official at the DHS, have accused two of their superiors at DHS of the plan to try to buy enough time for the penalties to potentially be canceled after President Trump left office. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost caught up with Governor Moore, and he is denying the allegations.
With the issue of SNAP funding and the whistleblower allegations that top officials within DHS were knowingly trying to keep these errors in place and potentially putting that on the backs of taxpayers, did you know that was happening?
Well, no, and also I want to be clear, that's not the case.
So the whistleblower allegations are false?
No, what we have actually uncovered the fact that the allegations that were being made, those things were not happening.
No, she says so the allegations were false, and he does not confirm that. He doesn't say they're false. He just says, well, they're not happening. Meaning maybe they're not happening now. So you gotta parse the semantics of all these blowhard politicians. Meanwhile, the minority whip over in the House of Delegates, Kathy Shalega, a Republican member of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, says there may have been criminal wrongdoing involved.
This is wrong. It's not just morally wrong, but in some cases it could potentially be criminally wrong. And we wonder, Governor Wes Moore, what will be enough to get you to fire the Secretary of Human Services?
Yeah, well, it might take as long as Vinny Schiraldi. Former senior official told Fox 45 they informed DHS they were going to tell the Office of Inspector General about the alleged corruption. A month later, they were placed on administrative leave and terminated, which in what they said was an act of retaliation. Shalega said something must be done.
Something must be done to protect the public and protect taxpayers and make sure that people in state government are not frauding, scheming, and cooking up plans to take money away from taxpayers and programs that are meant to feed poor people.
All right, still to come, should be done here, and we'll take a look at that, as well as the governor was on Squawk Box on Friday on CNBC. We'll tell you what he had to say there as well. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish I could say it was a good morning. It's a lousy morning so far. Two major wrecks. 95, let's start in Howard County, southbound 95. It's at the bridge at Montgomery Road. That's halfway between 895 and Route 100. No traffic is moving beyond the accident scene. The initial report was heavy rescue. We can see all kinds of equipment there. And if you look down at the camera beyond where the wreck is, there's no traffic at Route 100. So we're just not moving, and that point is stopped. Now, here's the problem. One exit all the way back at I-195 is the last exit before you get caught up in this. So right there, you need to make the move. Get off of 95, go over to the parkway and Route 1 southbound at least to Route 100, and then come back over. You're beyond the accident scene. The other wreck started out kind of mundane. It was on both shoulders, 95 southbound coming down from Harford County at the bridge at Joppa Road. That's a mile before White Marsh, and now they've stopped traffic there as well because they had vehicles on both sides. They had some injuries. If you're back in Harford County, the last exit there, Mountain Road. Mountain Road, Route 100, 152, going over and then coming in on Route 40, down to White Marsh Boulevard. That puts you beyond the accident scene. So two big problems early, and both causing big backups already on 95. They're about 25 miles apart. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, going to be mostly sunny today and highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight mostly clear, low 30s. And Tuesday more sun and warming up close to 50 by tomorrow. But it's going to get colder again, so don't get too excited. I mean, it was pretty nice up until yesterday. It got windy and blustery real fast. Right now 30 and partly cloudy in Annapolis. 29 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. And the latest is a bar in New Jersey wants a stolen prize possession returned. The penis bone of a walrus.
Get out of here.
Were you in New Jersey recently, Maggie?
No, I wasn't anywhere near.
The giant walrus penis bone was kept behind the bar.
What do they use it to open cans?
If even the bar really wants its penis back, imagine with how the walrus feels.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
They called it the third tusk.
He says, "I'm the no egg man."
I know. Absolutely.
Lollipop stars, the talk of the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. It's a lollipop you stick in your ear. I'm sorry. You stick it in your... You could stick it in your ear.
You stick it in your ear.
You stick it in your mouth, and it plays music through your jawbone to your inner ear.
I like the other way.
Yeah. Lollipop plays music. Well, that whole new meaning of the term, that song really sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Rectum. Damn near killed.
Damn near killed. Oh.
NASA's Artemis II moon mission could launch as soon as February 6th. Space capsule will carry four astronauts around the moon and back to Earth. Apparently, they're going to loop around the dark side of the moon. They'll look for little green men, and apparently Pink Floyd might be over there at some point. New Pew Research study finds that 62% of parents say their children under the age of two watch YouTube. The other 38% of parents are too busy staring at their phones to know what their children are doing.
Exactly.
But I see parents do this, especially when they're out to dinner, because, you know, the kids start getting a little rammy. And, you know, they're trying to finish their dinner, so they'll just throw their phones with, there's a YouTube for Kids thing, and, yes, you know, it keeps them occupied.
And that's where you'll find Miss Rachel.
Yeah. Miss Rachel, by the way, is a card-carrying lefty.
Oh.
Yeah. I just thought you should know that. Adam Johnson is a Florida man who's famous for taking Nancy Pelosi's lectern on January 6th, and he's now running for public office in Florida.
I saw that.
Yeah. Stolen lectern. Something I can stand behind. How about that? Yeah. Gen Z has replaced the nickname for an entitled woman from Karen to Penny. No, just kidding. From Karen to Jessica.
Oh.
The name has changed, but the haircut remains the same.
Oh, the haircut.
I think they should change it to Rebecca after the wife of Renee Good.
Oh, in honor of.
There's a recall of frozen tater tots in 26 states because they're contaminated with fragments of hard plastic.
That's nice.
She actually might give them flavor for
right.
once.
You can pass a Lego.
You can assemble one in your mouth and your stomach. Who knows?
Yes, there you go.
By the way, and the Golden Globes go to...
Come here, Uncle John's pet.
I don't care.
That's it. We don't care about the Golden Globes, do we?
No.
Right,
I mean, some of these millennials are having parties, and they're having, I mean, I guess two each his own, but ugh.
Oh, really? People in your circle of friends are having parties?
I'll say, not in my circle. I'm not. I'm a little past millennial, I wish.
About 1,000 years.
Oh, man. Burn you. You're at... Mm.
Yeah. Bob Weir is the founding father of the Grateful Dead and guitarist. He sang lead vocals, accompanied Jerry Garcia on many well-known Grateful Dead songs. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 78.
Come here, Uncle John's bed, playing to the tide, chugging.
Were you a deadhead?
A lot of my friends were in college.
Yeah. I just never
got into them.
I never got into the Dead. Mm-hmm. Michelle, were you a deadhead?
No.
Yeah.
I go. Bears are cool to have on your stuff. Yeah. You know, I just never got into them. Now the song that they released sometime in late '80s, "Touch of Grey."
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was a top 10 hit for about a number of years back in 1987.
I was a deadhead, but I never got into them.
Yeah.
I still am a deadhead, but I never got into them.
Chuck liked Cherry Garcia.
That was the with the twist off cap.
The twist off cap. Good stuff.
You go buy some Thunderbird, you take the cap off, said bottled yesterday.
I just, you know, not to diss their music, because I like all kinds of music, and I thought they were okay, but it just never rose to the level of, oh my God, that's really
people following them?
Really good stuff.
Around the country?
Yeah. No, I know. They were
taking months off of their jobs to follow. I mean, I guess, like I said, to each his own. I was never a fan.
Right.
Is that where Charlie went all that time?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering where he's been.
All this time between the holidays, he hasn't been around. That's where he is.
That's probably. I don't know.
Either that or a fish concert. Who knows? All right, Chuck, seeing a couple of 620, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. There was a statement issued by the governor's Department of Human Services. We'll share that with you. Maryland Freedom Caucus and much more from the governor's appearance on Squawk Box here on Casey and Company.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
By the way, I've got to tell you about Vinny Studio, because we're moving into the spring here, hopefully, in about, this is wishful thinking, isn't it? In about 2 months or so. So we want to make sure that you are ready for spring. If you're thinking about selling your home, make the call to Vinny Studio, one of his agents today, 410-709-7515, of your home sold guaranteed realty. Because Vinny's got a database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, and even pre-qualified. So they'll get eyes on your home even before the MLS, before it hits the MLS or the open market, as we say. And that's the reason why Vinny's, when you sign with Vinny, once you agree on asking price and time frame, you sign the contract and your home is guaranteed to sell. And that's how he does it. It's no state secret. It's just really hard work, and he's built up this database over the years. So call Vinny if you're thinking about selling your home, which is the first and only call you'll ever have to make, 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call. 6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, we have the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Oh, man, check this out. This is a trash truck that is running to the rear of a tractor trailer.
Jeez.
Trash truck ran off the road, hit the rear of a tractor trailer. 95 South at Montgomery Road in Howard County. So that's between 895 and the ramp at Route 100. And again, this traffic now that comes south of the airport cutoff, you're caught. There's nothing you can do unless they might. I can't confirm this. They might let some of this traffic turn around, but that would be up to them, up to the state police. If you're back on 95 coming down from the Beltway, exit at 195, go over to the Parkway. However, there's now a report of an accident at that interchange at the Parkway and I-195. So I want to give you a heads up for that. You also have Route 1, Washington Boulevard. You go south of Route 100. You come back over to 95 from there. If you're back up on the Beltway, you know what I would do? I would take 70 and go down 29 and go completely around it again to Route 100. And you're way south of this, because this is going to be here for a while. The other big wreck, 95 South, before White Marsh Boulevard at the bridge at Joppa Road. Last check, they still had everybody stopped there. So traffic out of Harford County, you're on Pulaski Highway to White Marsh Boulevard, and then back to 95. Really early problems already this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this, mostly sunny today. Highs in the low to mid 40s. Typical January forecast right now. Partly cloudy, 29 in Pikesville. It is 29 in Reisterstown. A State Department of Human Services spokesperson Ben Schneider sent an email out Friday morning after Fox 45's published its story saying the notion that DHS employees are directed to do anything other than continue efforts to drive down the SNAP payment error rate is patently false, end of quote. So, you know, I love when you get this he said, you know, contradictions and dilemmas, et cetera. And I think I'd love to get all of these individuals in a courtroom under oath, including the governor and the spokesperson and the whistleblowers. Let's get them all under oath and testify as to whether or not there was a fraud or whether somebody was directed. Or maybe this was just somebody that doing brownie points. You know, they thought, oh, I'm going to look really good and somebody's going to promote me if I decide to, you know, delay or manipulate the error rate here so we don't have to pay the $250 million penalty. So that's possible, too. I don't want to rule that out, but that's something we should look at. Now, the Maryland Freedom Caucus has sent a public letter to Governor Wes Moore demanding accountability, calling for the removal of DHS Secretary Rafael Lopez, who was embattled. That is probably a kind adjective. A letter to U.S. Department of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins requesting federal oversight of the Maryland SNAP administration. And a letter to President Trump and Congressman Andy Harris informing them of the situation and what actions that they are taking and would like to see taken here as well. On Friday, Governor Moore was on CNBC's Squawk Box, and he talked about the affordability crisis and the lack of housing here in the state of Maryland.
I just recently signed an executive order saying we are going to take a look at all available state land and saying that state land that we will work with our local jurisdictions be able to prioritize things like transit-oriented development and density bonuses, because the way you address housing costs is not just by putting caps on it. The way you address housing costs is build more housing. You've got to increase the amount of inventory that exists. And so I'm grateful that the president actually sees what we have been doing for these past years, because you have to create more avenues for home ownership, because that's also the best way to create long-term wealth for the people of the state of Maryland and the people of the United States.
Did you already said we're going to take a look at state land, state-owned land, and that means any parcel that is owned by the state that they can squeeze housing on, they're going to think about doing it. Oh, I don't know, like Lutherville Station in Baltimore County. That there's been a lightning rod of controversy in Baltimore County. That's just one of many parcels. So that's what they're trying to do now. They're going to try to take every available piece of state land and try to throw low-income housing on it. And that might be next to your neighborhood, your community. So if you live next to a parcel or near a parcel of state land, be on the lookout. Then he was asked about his advising Kami Mamdani.
Will you say that Mamdani's right about the issues, but wrong about the policies? Will you go on the record and say that for me?
Well, Joe, I mean, I honestly don't spend my time digging deeply into the policies.
You're punting.
I don't. Well, no, but it's not a punt because I think if people want to understand where I am on issues and how I feel about these things, look at what I'm doing in Maryland. Oh. I think that's the clearest indication as to how I think about the world and how we think about what we want to do.
Okay.
Do you know what we are doing? We're presenting. We've now had 4 years in a row. We're presenting balanced budgets where we're not. If you look at the budget we're presenting, and I've been clear, we are not raising taxes on the people of the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and that's a real knee slapper, isn't it? Income taxes, maybe, but everything else has been off the table. All right, we have one more clip of Governor Moore on Squawk Box regarding Minnesota-like fraud here in Maryland. Then your calls and comments coming up. What's about TimCal Electric now? TimCal Electric Heating and Cooling, for years they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, and they've been serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring that wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services, like me. As the winter is now in the
full regalia. It's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and, of course, come spring and summer, air conditioning systems. Tim Call Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. And when you turn on your heat, you want it to come on, and you want it to come on and be efficient so it's not costing you an incredible amount for your heating bill. They also do outdoor lighting, plus service and solar generators, landscaping, etc. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, an update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. It is 6:30. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a weekend murder in Odenton. Officers responded to a shooting in the 1600 block of Annapolis Road at around 12:30 Saturday morning, and the victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The victim is identified as 45-year-old Timothy Randolph of Baltimore. Police say additional information regarding their investigation will be provided as it becomes available. Baltimore County Police are investigating a series of break-ins at businesses in Catonsville and Rosedale. Officers responded to a burglar alarm in the 700 block of Frederick Road in Catonsville shortly after 5:30 Saturday morning. And while at the scene, they received alerts about several other break-ins at area businesses. According to a social media post, the businesses included Franco's Italian Bistro, El Guapo, Painted Whims, and Blue Iris. There were also Saturday morning break-ins on the other side of the county in Rosedale. Those businesses included the Fiesta Mexicana restaurant, Pastores of Rosedale, and a Family Dollar store. Baltimore County Police say drivers should allow for additional travel time as family, friends, and community members gather to remember a fallen officer this week. Detective Paul Hoke died after suffering a medical emergency while working on New Year's Eve. Traffic delays are expected today around Ruck Funeral Home as viewings take place from 2, 4, and 6 until 8 p.m. Tuesday, there will be road closures and delays between 1 p.m. and 3:30 for the escort of Detective Hoke to Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. A low-altitude flyover is planned as a final tribute during the graveside service, and no drones will be allowed in the area. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Not to be outdone, Beltway says now let's have a wreck. Okay, outer loop right after Route 40 and before Edmondson Avenue. We don't see the lane blockage yet, but we see the impact already backing up to I-70 and backing up towards Liberty Road. There are two major problems southwest of the area. 95 southbound is blocked after 895 and before Route 100. A trash truck rear-ended a tractor trailer. Big rescue there. No traffic is moving southbound at that point. We normally send traffic over to the BW Parkway, and now the report is the wreck at the Parkway and I-195 southbound. Only the shoulder, it may now be getting by through there. So that's another problem. Now we'll take all this traffic and put it on Route 1 southbound. It's a hell of a mess. Southwest side of the city, 95, Harford County, you're not out of there either. There's a wreck southbound before White Marsh Boulevard at the bridge at Joppa Road. They've been holding traffic there for the last 30 minutes. We have to move over to Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti and GM Eric DaCosta will meet the media tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Owings Mills to discuss the firing of John Harbaugh and the hiring of the Ravens' next head coach. So the question is, what should the Ravens be looking for in that new hire? ESPN analyst and NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss offered this.
The next head coach that comes into Baltimore needs to be able to bring out the best in Lamar Jackson. What are you saying? Coach Harbaugh didn't bring the best out? No, I'm not saying that. Coach Harbaugh brought the best out of Lamar Jackson in the regular season. What I need Coach Harbaugh to do, or the next coach in, to bring the best out of Lamar in the postseason.
I mean, duh. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out. The question is how? And better yet, what's preventing Lamar from doing it himself, for crying out loud? Meanwhile, highlights from NFL Wild Card Weekend. Starts your Saturday. Bears were hosting the Packers, trying to answer the question, is Chicago for real?
Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime Williams. TD pass to the former Terp DJ Moore from 25 was the game winner, completing an 18-point comeback, the largest in Bears postseason history. 31-27 was the final, the Bears' first postseason win in 15 years. And you can't let this one slip by without this oldie but goodie.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
May the great Dennis Green rest in peace. Meanwhile, in Carolina, more magic from Matt Stafford.
First and 10 from the 19. Stafford going towards the end zone. Parkinson, what a catch, and the touchdown!
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Great performance by Bryce Young and the Panthers in that one, but the Rams do pull it out 34-31 to advance. Yesterday, a good one in Jacksonville. Jags with the ball and a chance to tie the Bills with 59 seconds to play.
That would match his career-long as 68-yard attempt. Ball's intercepted! The game is over as Cole Bishop gets it off the rebound.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS. The pass that Bishop intercepted, by the way, was defensed and tipped by Tre'Davious White, who played 9 games for the Ravens last year, including both playoff games. And the Bills win their first postseason road game since 1992. 27-24 was the final. And finally, in Philly yesterday, the Niners were pretty slick.
Sky Moore again. Little trickery. Oh. After Juwan Jennings, who's thrown it before. Going deep with McCaffrey. Oh. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers.
Kevin Burkhardt had the call with Tom Brady on Fox. The penalty against Philly on the play was roughing the passer. Declined. Niners go on to beat the defending Super Bowl champs. 23-19 was the final. The time now is 6:37. When we return, to be a Ravens fan right now, very confusing.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I just felt that those words from Randy Moss, I think you heard him in the opening, were just so, like ridiculous.
Well, you know, I think Lamar's a professional football player. He gets paid to be a professional, then act like a professional.
Okay.
So, I understand you may not like every call that Harbaugh would make, but he wasn't playing calling the offensive plays. That was Todd Monken.
Well, either way, I mean, he's saying the next coach has to get the best out of Lamar in the postseason. What's Lamar's role in that?
Yeah. Well, it sounds
he's the player.
The excuse makers are coming out now for some quarterbacks in the National Football League, because some guys they got ran out of town if they didn't perform. Other guys they make excuses for. Maybe it's the big big contract. I don't know.
I think it is the big
but
contract.
But now, all with Harbaugh gone now, and I think it's the inmates are running the asylum now that we, this report from The Athletic that they...
Players are mutiny, basically. Yeah, they exactly. weren't going to come back.
So you got trouble there. We saw what happened in Philadelphia yesterday on the sideline.
Yep,
with A.J. Brown and Sirianni. There was dysfunction in Philadelphia. It's hard to win in this league.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to repeat as a Super Bowl champion, but it's much harder to win and be successful in the playoffs. And if you don't have the right mindset, you know, going in, then it's not going to go well.
I don't think there's a true leader in the Ravens club, in the Ravens locker room.
Yeah, I think it's a good
among the players. Okay,
yeah.
This would never happen. Never happen with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs in there. Never.
Yeah.
It's happening today.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Governor Moore on Squawk Box. And notice how he tried to hem and haw, shuck and jive and evade and dodge the question regarding, because he did call, or Mamdani called him, and he advised Mamdani, but he didn't want anything to do with that call. He didn't want anything about the contents. And the next big question is, Maryland have a fraud problem like Minnesota?
When you saw that happening in Minnesota, did you say, whoa, I need to make sure that something similar isn't playing out here? Can you say that definitively, that it's not?
Yes. I mean, when we first came on board, you know, in fact, one of the first hires that I brought on was a chief performance officer. And really what our chief performance officer has been doing is focusing on government modernization. It's making sure that all of our departments were working efficiently and effectively and actually working together. It was making sure that that there was no waste, fraud and abuse inside of the state of Maryland. And if we did find instances of that, you know, I told folks that not only is it going to be, you know, intolerable for our administration to be able to see it, but also that there need to be consequences for those who are breaking the law. And so we knew that there were, you know, some basic things in terms of governance that were not happening. When we first came on board, we saw how for the 7 years before I became the governor, that spending increased by 70% while our GDP stayed relatively flat. So as a state, we were spending, but we just weren't growing. So we had to be able to focus on, you know, real performance indicators. We had to make sure that people were doing their jobs and there was people being accountable for it. It's the reason we've done things like a complete revamp of all of our government services and Maryland.gov, so people can use it as a one-stop shop for everything from filing their taxes to building new businesses.
Governor,
but we had to focus on accountability on that.
Yeah, but all your departments aren't working efficiently. And there's been report after report. And whether it's DHS or State Highway, there were at least half a dozen agencies that have been, again, outed as being inefficient or being wasteful, fraudulent, or in the case of Canal Ward, abusing the people they're supposed to be helping. So, I would like to start peeling back the onion, the layer of that onion, and piece by piece to see just how bad Maryland truly is. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, this was the first weekend we had no Ravens football. Oy vey, cash we could vote. Anyway, I put the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services was supposed to be investigating those states that had allegations of SNAP fraud and so forth, and along with the U.S. Justice Department. So have on the federal level, have they issued a report or any findings yet about the state of Maryland and what's been happening, or are they still investigating? What do you know from the federal level?
Well, from what I know, the HHS is still investigating, number one. The Justice Department just, they have to get this Assistant Attorney General in place. They have to name one. Then they have to go through confirmation hearings before they are appointed and confirmed. And then that person can start investigating the fraud. So we're ways out yet, but it has begun. At least that process has begun, Mark. That's a great question. Thanks for asking. 6:43, time once again for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. It's a Monday, and we get Monday headaches already. Chuck has got the latest.
Let me give you some little bit of good news. The wreck of 95 South at the bridge at Joppa Road before White Marsh Boulevard, that's cleared now. A couple of vehicles are still on the shoulder, but they've released that traffic. So we'll start to move there coming down from the Harford County line. I'm sure there's a lot of traffic over on Pulaski Highway and Philadelphia Road, but that area is moving once again. There are major problems southwest of the city. The wreck is on 95 southbound. It's at the bridge at Montgomery Road. The local traffic knows where that is. If you're out of state, it's after the bridge at the I-95, I-195 at the airport cutoff.
and before Route 100. We have not moved any traffic since before 6 o'clock. A trash truck ran into the back of a tractor trailer. Everything is stopped on the southbound side. The problem is we moved traffic over to the parkway. There was a report of an accident on the parkway southbound near the airport cutoff, so that's even a problem now for the traffic going south. One other option there is Route 1, Washington Boulevard south to Route 100, and then come back over to 95. It's all going to be gridlock anywhere south. I looked at the back up on 95. It's back even beyond the airport cutoff. And now the northbound traffic coming up from Route 175 is looking at the wreck southbound, and there's a big backup right through there. Keep in mind also there's a wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop between Route 40 West and Edmondson Avenue. Not even 7 o'clock yet. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low to mid 40s. Right now we are 30 and partly cloudy in the city, 31 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Butterball Johnson.
We have the meat.
Yes, you do. And now the new Dunkin' Pump is out. Dunkin' has hired Megan Thee Stallion to kick off the 2026 new slew of protein-boosted beverages. She's the new face of Dunkin's Dunkin' Pump campaign. And she's donned a protein-inspired alter ego named Pro-Tina. Get it? Yeah. She fuels her fitness with the new Dunkin' Protein Refreshers made with protein milk. They come in all different kinds of flavors like mango. Pro-Tina.
You have to exercise for that protein to work.
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to sit around.
Well, they are in the commercial. They are all exercising.
So, okay.
Yeah, including Megan Thee Stallion. KFC is testing its new Zinger sandwich. It's a spicy marinated chicken breast with extra crispy crunch, shredded lettuce, creamy Colonel's mayo, and a toasted brioche bun. So
that sounds rocking.
Yeah, a little Zinger.
You know, like the Zinger.
You like the Zinger? You like the finger sandwich or the Zinger sandwich?
Zinger.
Excuse me?
Finger sandwich.
Yes. You ever had a finger sandwich?
Those little dainty sandwiches they make.
Remember.
Okay.
When you go to a snob party.
Well, yeah, you eat it between your forefinger and your thumb.
Yeah, that's right.
While you're giving a finger the other.
You extend the pinky while consuming.
Didn't I meet you at the Peninsula Club?
Yeah, for real. Just give me a beer.
Hershey's is out with its 2026 Valentine's Day in lineup. They have the new Reese's Unwrapped Chocolate Peanut Butter Cream Mini Hearts. They have Kit Kat Milk Chocolate Bears, Jolly Rancher Red Gummy Pouches, and a bunch of other good stuff just in time for Valentine's Day. Lots of sugar. That's what we know.
That's just what we need.
Yeah.
That's it. And Red 40 or whatever they talk about.
They need to infuse protein in those.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
There. That'd be okay.
Yeah. I have sworn off sugar for the new year.
I've kind of done that myself.
Yeah. And
little by little.
I got to tell you, I feel much better without all that sugar.
Didn't do much for your face, though. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Burn.
Thank you very much for that. We'll have to mark that down.
6:47 I got his file right here.
Okay. He's still trying to get back to me for the chuck roast, but he's got a long way to go.
Right. Yeah, but one day at a time, Mr. Case. That's how you climb Mount Everest.
That's right. Death by a thousand cuts.
Or in this case, it's Mount Baldy.
Oh!
That's number two. I'm telling you. Okay.
I'm chipping away.
Yes, you are. You know, like a chip off the old block. Head.
Yeah, I was on the old block several times.
Crumble making new Oreo cookies and cream sandwich now through January the 17th. And sad news, if you're a fan of Morton Steakhouse downtown, it's closing.
Oh, man.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That was a good place.
300 South Charles Street, they've ceased operations. The result of natural expiration of our lease, the property, they say, we extend our sincere appreciation to the loyal guests who have supported this location throughout the last 5 years. So
they had a good steak there.
Yeah, they had a good steak. They also own the Ocean Air Seafood Room and McCormick and Schmick's, if you're interested. Okay. But remember, Shula's closed up, right? Shula's is no longer. Morton's. Okay. So what do we have left? Ruth Chris downtown, and we have Prime Rib, of course.
Right. Oh,
Prime Rib is still around, so... So that asks the question, what is the best steakhouse in Baltimore? You know, so either most people
I'm not a big steak eater, so...
Really? You don't like steak?
Okay. I'm just not a steak fan.
What meat do you like or do you prefer, Maggie?
We have the meat. I'm a poultry person.
Are a poultry person.
Yes.
So chicken, turkey?
I do like a good burger, but I just don't like steak.
How about goose? Do you like goose?
I never had goose.
Duck? Peking duck?
Never had. It's not peaked at me.
You just said you're a poultry person.
I'm just chicken, okay?
All right. Wings?
I mean, wings, Ron.
All right, wings. I thought you'd like wings. Okay.
That's wings and beer, you can't.
Can't go wrong with that. That's for sure. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680 is our local number. Let's go to Randy in Ellicott City. Good morning, Randy. Randy could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. You can always call us back. Right, coming up next, right after the break here, we're going to be talking about the there's video that surfaced of that ICE agent being hit and then having to shoot in self-defense. And unfortunately killing that woman, that deranged activist in Minneapolis last week, which has now, of course, dominated most of the news cycle. And that has prompted a bunch of leftist riots, protests, and bills, of course, here in Maryland. We'll tell you about that in just a second. It's 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And Town Appliance, they're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Yeah, check them out, both mayor. Two guys that run the store, mayor and mayor. They've got over 70 different brands on display there. You name it, for whatever budget, if you're just looking for a single refrigerator or if you're looking for a single dishwasher, whatever appliance, or maybe for an entire kitchen, they can take care of everything. For all budgets, for all sizes, they've got it all. They are probably, you know, you can go to a mid box store, whatever, and you're not going to get the service you get at Town Appliance. Plus, they have competitive pricing, and they really know what they're doing. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at Press Box. PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Have you been in an accident? The most important call you're going to make after the cops is to 877-OUCH-911. Why? Because I'm the only attorney who gives a 877-OUCH-911 or OUCHGuy.com. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's at Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And coming up at the top of the hour, the left is out there pushing for civil war, and some even law enforcement types are throwing gasoline on the fire. We have some audio examples of that when it comes to ICE agents. Heretofore, we thought every single law enforcement officer, be it a police officer or a sheriff or a federal agent, you'd think there'd be a brotherhood of wanting to protect each other. And, you know, because there's only a few types of folks that'll throw on a uniform, a badge, and a gun and go out there and deal with crazies on a regular basis. But now it seems like to be somewhat of a schism. And it's usually some of these left-wing actors. So we got that. Also, the Supreme Court to hear the transgender athlete case. That's tomorrow. Oral arguments on that will tell you what's at stake. And then a former city schools contractor has said, yeah, they deliberately falsified records. But, hey, our intentions were good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, not a deadhead. But certainly it does look like one. Here's Chuck Whitaker with the update.
Eric Burdon and the Animals.
That's right.
1965.
And it was covered by who else? Who later did it?
Oh, I don't know.
Santa Esmeralda.
Who?
Santa, I know, it's a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Sort of like you, Chuck.
Thank you.
We're chipping back.
Let me put one over in this column. All right, 95. Let's start up in Harford County.
95, we had the big wreck earlier at Joppa Road about a mile before White Marsh Boulevard. That blocked the road for about 40 minutes. That started to back up. The backup is still there all the way back, even beyond Mountain Road. So we're still pushing traffic there over to Philadelphia Road and over towards Pulaski Highway to at least White Marsh and then come back over to 95. That backup is still there. This other big wreck, a trash truck ran into a tractor trailer southbound 95 at Montgomery Road, about a mile or so north of Route 100. We have not moved traffic since right before 6 o'clock on the southbound side. So that's a major backup. The overflow traffic went over to the parkway. There was a wreck on the parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. That is now on the shoulder. It's removing some traffic there, but still backed up as you're coming south of the Beltway, Nursery Road, trying to go south towards Arundel Mills. Route 1 takes an overflow as well. However, also going back to 95, the northbound traffic has a big problem as well, coming up from Route 175, coming by the accident scene at Montgomery Road. Let me catch my breath. And there's one more wreck. Try to wait and see if it's on the shoulder or not. Outer loop at Route 40 West. Delays already back to 795. Okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low to mid 40s. Right now, 30 and clear in Parkville, 31 in Millersville. Well, now that I've seen, and you should see it too if you haven't, it's out there just about everywhere. New cell phone footage from the ICE agent. This is from his cell phone or his body cam involved in the fatal shooting of Renee Good. That was released on Friday. Alpha News obtained the cell phone footage from the agent who discharged his weapon and unfortunately fatally shot Good as she tried to run him over. This is POV, point of view footage, shows Good's wife talking trash to the ICE agent as he approached her wife's SUV. And here's what time. We had some heavy editing, thanks to Michelle Double X Drasella here. Had to do some heavy editing on this video.
Every morning, just so you know, it'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former. You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Get out of the car. That last sound you heard is the vehicle striking the ICE agent before the shots were fired. So he was hit first. And then shots fired. And you heard in that exchange the Good's wife. At first you heard the voice of Renee Good saying, I'm not mad at you, you know, or whatever the case may be. And then you hear the Good's partner saying, you want to come at us? I say, go get yourself some lunch, big boy. And then you hear the ICE agent, get out of the effing car. Then right before she accelerates, you hear the wife say, drive, baby, drive. It's like, get him, get out of here, or whatever. So I do want to point out, Minnesota law is, as the statute is the following. This is 609.066. If a driver accelerates towards an officer standing in the front of the vehicle, this creates an immediate life-threatening danger. The officer doesn't need to wait until impact. They can act based on the apparent intent and proximity. So there you have it. And, of course, this is... The head of ICE, Todd Lyons, on the video.
You can't put your mind in that officer's mindset. He felt he was threatened, and he took the appropriate action. And this video shows it.
It does. And Tom Holman, of course, the border czar, says he believes the ICE officer thought his life was in jeopardy.
I truly believe that officer thought his life was in danger to take that action.
But Ilhan Omar saw fit to lie on Deface the Nation.
If they are saying that he has 10 years on service and is trained, he should know that you shouldn't be trying to get in front of a moving car.
First off, the car wasn't moving. The car was standing still. Its wheels were turned in the opposite direction. She is a bold-faced liar, and she needs to be called out. as a result of it. Patriots have raised over $250,000 for the Minnesota ICE agent and his family to go into hiding, and they've had to leave their house. It's that bad, folks. They've had to leave their house, and now they're in protective custody because of the radical leftists. 6:59, I want to tell you about if you are looking at, want to take care of your hearing. You know, every year we get the annual physical. Some of us get our eyes checked every year or every 2 years, whatever it is. And we get our annual physical. So why not our hearing? I mean, often is the, you know, it's a sense that we just take for granted. We just disregard having our hearing checked. And as we age, there is going to be some natural hearing loss for some people. And we now know that hearing loss can lead to further problems down the road, including dementia. So let's get a baseline measurement first. And or if you're having some problems with hearing, it could be wax, it could be an ear infection, it could be something else, get it checked out at Audiology Associates. They take a gentle, empathetic approach. They've helped my wife, have helped me as well over the years. And so call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team are excellent. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. 10 locations to serve you. IAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology at 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He is suggesting that he is a victim of political persecution. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, whose interest rate policy has rankled President Trump, says he's now facing a criminal indictment from the Justice Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston picks up the story.
Powell issued a video statement about the central bank being served with subpoenas and facing threats from the Trump administration. The subpoena relates to Powell's congressional testimony last June. But the Fed chair said it's about something else.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Powell warned that the Fed's independence is at stake and that he will continue to serve in the face of political intimidation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents will be deployed to the Minneapolis area in the midst of the big anti-ICE demonstrations. The protests ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator last week. And President Trump says video clearly shows that Renee Good had weaponized her vehicle when she was shot.
We can't be treating law enforcement that way, whether it's ICE or Border Patrol or our police. And men and women. You can't do that.
President Trump says Iran is reaching out to the U.S. about holding talks over the unrest that's roiling the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump vows to hit the mullahs hard if they don't stop killing demonstrators. By some accounts, the death toll has surpassed 540, and there's no end in sight. Thousands of nurses have gone on strike this morning at several major New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, Montefiore among them. Comes as the flu is sending lots of people to the hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 377 points. NASDAQ futures off 224. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's another wrinkle now to the wreck on I-95 in Howard County. They have now stopped the northbound lanes of I-95 at Montgomery Road.
and Route 100. They're going to land the medevac helicopter in that area. The wreck is southbound where a trash truck ran into the back of a tractor trailer. We have not moved any traffic there since right before 6 o'clock. And now the northbound lanes are now blocked. The problem is, and here's the other problem, a lot of detour traffic over on Washington Boulevard and over on the parkway. We've had accidents in Elk Ridge on Route 1. We had the wreck on the shoulder on the parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. So none of that is very good right now through there. Again, if you're back up on the Beltway and you have your own problems, there's a wreck at Edmondson Avenue. But if you're back up there at I-70, I would take 70 westbound 29 to Route 100. Go around all of that. You'll come way to the south of the wreck. That will save you some time. 95 out of Harford County still slow. That wreck was an hour ago and started with a big delay before White Marsh Boulevard. At last check, it was still backed up to Mountain Road coming out of Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 in Edgemere and 33 in Joppatown. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institution in Allegheny County. 51-year-old Larry Horton was found unresponsive in his cell by officers on the night of January 10th, and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Baltimore will determine cause and manner of his death. Once the investigation is completed, the findings will be presented to the state's attorney's office in Allegheny County. And Arundel County Police are investigating a weekend murder in Odenton. Officers responded to a shooting in the 1600 block of Annapolis Road at around 12:30 Saturday morning, and the victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The victim is identified as 45-year-old Timothy Randolph of Baltimore. Police say additional information regarding their investigation will be provided as it becomes available. And police are investigating a series of break-ins at businesses in Catonsville and Rosedale. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 971. The pick 4, 1143. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens hiring process continued over the weekend with three interviews. Chiefs offensive coordinator and former Bears head coach Matt Nagy, former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, and Seattle offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, well, easy for me to say, interview requests from the Ravens with Bills OC Joe Brady and Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury. Meanwhile, Todd Monken interviewing for the Cleveland job and quarterback coach T. Martin for the OC job in Detroit. All pro Ravens over the weekend, Kyle Hamilton and punter Jordan Stout are first-teamers, and fullback Patrick Ricard is a second-teamer. Caps were in action last night in Nashville, looking for their third win in the last four games.
Nashville in the lead with a chance. Yoshi lets it rip. He scores!
Willie Donick had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. Roman Josi, a 5-3 power play goal, was the difference as the Predators turned back the Caps. 3-2 was the final. Washington now in a third-place tie with Philly in the Metro Division, but the Flyers have three games in hand. Coming up in 30 minutes, some honest self-reflection from Maryland basketball coach Buzz Williams. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriel Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two here at Casey and Company. You can join us at 410-922-6680, 1-800, WCBM 680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll read some of those coming up within a few minutes here. Our executive producer here is Michelle Double X Drasella. And our top stories for you coming up in this hour. Former city schools contractor said, well, we deliberately falsified records, but we had good intentions. The Supreme Court will hear the transgender athlete case with oral arguments tomorrow. But a top story in this hour, as we see the radical left, the violent, evil left in this country continue to advocate violence, to demonize ICE agents, law enforcement, to continue. Remember, the radical left tried to assassinate President Trump, not once, but twice. The radical left tried to pull a coup, a soft coup, against the president in his first term. And then when they saw he was running again, they decided they were. And why do I say they're all? Because they're all one of the same. It's a hive mindset. The leftist ideology today. When you get people like Schumer and Jeffries and others that are out there demonizing ICE agents, demonizing the president and his policies, it creates this mindset that, again, and look, you've got Antifa, you got Black Lives Matter, you got all these other types out there. You've got this George Soros, Neville Singham, and Reid Hoffman at LinkedIn funding, get all this, the protesters show up, pallets of bricks already on the street corners, the signs are all pretty much the same font, same wording in cities across the country overnight. And you fan the flames of this when you do, when you advocate for this and call the ICE agents Gestapo and Nazis, etc. So this is just one example of many I found over the weekend. One example of a protester, radical leftist protester out in Minneapolis, and seems like he is at wit's end and now wants to do something about it.
We have to show up with guns. We have to. There's no other way around it. I don't care if I don't have a Minnesota carry permit. I'm unarmed right now, but this is the last time I show up to face these guys without a weapon. There's no way. I got shot with a pepper ball 5 minutes after walking in here. I never laid a finger on them. I never raised a hand to them. I've only been using my voice. The time for speaking is over. The time for niceties is over. The time for peace is over. They fired the first shot. It is time to end it by any means necessary.
So there you have it. And then, of course, he goes on to this rant, which went on for 2 or 3 minutes, and was asked, you seem to be advocating violence. Isn't there a better way? Or are you now advocating that you need to do this in a violent manner?
We're there. This is the dark place. This is the dark time. We have people being sent to Salvadorian concentration camps. We got other countries being raided for their oil. We're in the dark time. There's no way out of this. There's no voting our way out of this. We can't wait till November. There's no waiting to the ballot box. We need to get to the bullet box.
deranged leftist. And then there's a law enforcement officer. His name is Michael Fanon. He was a J6 officer. He was a darling of the left in the J6 committee. Here's what he had to say about his federal officers, federal law ICE agents. But he's advocating people take up guns and do something about it.
Then it's time for the American people to organize and to utilize their Second Amendment right to protect themselves from what has clearly become an unaccountable and lawless agency that's killing Americans.
There you have it. That is an alleged law enforcement officer. Forget about protecting your brotherhood, your fellow agents who were sworn to uphold and enforce the law. He seemed to me that was a threat towards the ICE agents and federal agents by a uniformed police officer. Now there's more. Stay tuned. 7:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Let's add another wreck on the interstate. How about that?
Jeez.
Southbound I-83 at Belfast Road. I don't see the wreck. It's a little bit out of the camera range, but there is a backup there back to Belfast Road. That's the new one on 83. Folks, it's dry. It's sunny. It's nice. It's a straight road, for crying out loud. Almost said something else. In the meantime, 95, big wreck here, happened right before 6 o'clock, southbound going into Howard County at the bridge at Montgomery Road. Local traffic, you know where that is. That's before Route 100. Everything was stopped there. They have all the northbound lanes now stopped, and they're just now letting them turn around in the median because there's no traffic southbound. They were waiting for the medevac to land there, but there's a lot of equipment at the scene of this wreck. Dump truck, trash truck hit a tractor trailer there on the shoulder. Debris went all over the roadway, so that still continues there. Outer loop of the Beltway between Route 40 West and Edmondson Avenue, that was a wreck. It was on the shoulder last check. 95 out of Harford County, still slow from an earlier wreck down before White Marsh Boulevard at the bridge at Joppa Road. Unbelievable this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Mostly sunny today, lows to mid-40s. Clear tonight in the 30s. Tomorrow sunny and warming up to close to 50. And right now we're 31 in Millersville, 29 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, a busy couple of weeks now here into the presidency of almost a year, believe it or not. It's gone that fast, but boy, what a lightning year it has been. President Trump, right now, you see what's happening in Iran. This has now gone way beyond protests. This is a revolution. We're watching a revolution. Now, will it be a successful revolution? We don't know. We're getting conflicting reports of just how many dead have been rounded up. Protesters have been killed, anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 are the estimates. People that have been arrested. The official body count right now stands at about 518 people that have been executed by the Iranian regime. President Trump said, if you start killing protesters, we're going to be locked and loaded. There's going to be hell to pay. Here's what he said just the other day about what's going on in Iran.
We're watching the situation very carefully. I've made the statement very strongly that if they start killing people like they have in the past, we will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts. And that doesn't mean boots on the ground, but it means hitting them very, very hard where it hurts.
And that means strikes, perhaps airstrikes, perhaps special forces. But the strikes, I think, are coming.
They're starting to, it looks like. And there seem to be some people killed that aren't supposed to be killed. These are violent, if you call them leaders. I don't know if they're leaders or just they rule through violence. But we're looking at it very seriously. The military is looking at it. And we're looking at some very strong options. We'll make a determination.
Yeah, the Ayatollah Khamenei is got an escape plan to Moscow, reportedly. He might be the first out of the country. As to Venezuela, on Friday, the president held a panel meeting of oil company executives, wildcatters, big oil, and infrastructure, and folks who build rigs and drills and so on and so forth. It was wildly successful, and he was asked, "Why are the oil companies going back into Venezuela?"
If we didn't
do this. China would have been there and Russia would have been there. Maybe they both would have been there together, but they're not going to be there now. One thing I will tell them, and I will tell you, that we are open for business. China can buy all the oil they want from us there or in the United States.
By the way, the White House on Saturday suggested the U.S. military used a powerful sonic weapon to take out Venezuelan soldiers and security guards during the U.S. operation to capture and arrest Nicolas Maduro. Again, a security guard through a translator recounted that on the day of the operation, we didn't hear anything coming. We were on guard, but suddenly all our radar systems shut down without any explanation. The next thing we saw were drones, a lot of drones flying over our positions. We didn't know how to react. And he said that it was a massacre. We were hundreds, but we had no chance. They were shooting with such precision and speed, it seemed like each soldier was firing 300 rounds per minute. We couldn't do anything. No help at all, because it wasn't just weapons. At one point, they launched something. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a very intense sound wave. Suddenly, I felt my head was exploding from the inside. We all started bleeding from the nose. And then 20 men, without a single casualty, killed hundreds of us. We had no way to compete with their technology, with their weapons. I swear I've never seen anything like it. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon or whatever it was. So that's the kind of military that we want. Overwhelming force. You go in there not to mamby-pamby it, but to go in with a clear objective. President Trump issued a dire warning to Cuba as he cut off all oil and money to the island dictatorship and then teased a new leader may be coming. As to Greenland, President is insistent. He wants Greenland in the U.S., in our arsenal, whether it be at a state or be at a territory, he wants it.
Right now, we are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland, and we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor.
And there's already a little-known Cold War agreement that was signed back in 1951. The United States already has sweeping military access in Greenland and pretty much can name whatever it wants as a result of that Cold War agreement. Now, President Trump said he would buy it, and some are suggesting why not lease it. In his answer to that, he goes, no, you don't really own it. You can make your own decisions. You don't have to go through anybody if you own it rather than leasing. And he was asked the question why the FBI alone is investigating the death of Renee Good and why they aren't sharing the data and the evidence with the Minnesota authorities.
Normally I would, but they're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed. It's got an incompetent governor fool. I mean, he's a stupid person.
Absolutely. Federal prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation into Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, and he put out a panicky video in response. He was very nervous, as you might imagine. And finally, Colorado Governor Jared Polis admitting that Tina Peters, the Gold Star mom that was sentenced, the sentence is that it's too harsh, and he's opening up the door to possible commutation of that sentence. So keep Tina in your thoughts and prayers. Day 358, rather, of the new Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Still to come, more on the law enforcement and how they some of the left-wingers inside the law enforcement community now are speaking out against their brothers and sisters in law enforcement and the president. Right now, Town Appliance, again, just an incredible place. You know, you can go shop at a big box store. You can get your price. You can get whatever model you might be interested in. Then I would suggest you go into their showroom. It is a incredible, stunning display of appliances. They got everything laid out in the kitchens and in group settings, or you can see your single appliance, whatever it is, whatever you're in the market for. It doesn't matter what the budget is. You get five-star service, competitive pricing, and both mayors who run the store are just really, really helpful. They want you as a customer for life, and they go out and earn it and prove it each and every day. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
I thought I had a little problem there for a minute. Eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and there was. It was a broken down vehicle. It was on the eastbound main span. They had the red X. Hang on, somebody's calling me here. That's the Gish man. He's going to have to wait. Eastbound on the Bay Bridge, the right lane is now cleared. Back to normal. Medevac just now landing at the scene of the wreck. This might be the second one that's landing on I-95 in Howard County before Route 100 southbound. They have all traffic stopped since before 6 this morning. There is no traffic as well on the northbound side. They were letting some of the traffic northbound spin around in the median and go back to Route 100, but this is a big mess on a major interstate southwest of the city. There's a lot of overflow traffic on Route 1. We've had accidents there. BW Parkway, several accidents there. If you're back up on the Beltway, you need to come down 95. You can take 70 out to 29, 29 south to Route 100. Get completely around that area. And then keep in mind, 95 out of Harford County was improving. There was a wreck early this morning at the bridge at Joppa Road. The wreck on the Beltway is gone. The new wreck, and at least one lane is blocked southbound I-83 after Belfast Road. Latest report is the left-hand lane is blocked. Pretty good size back up there as well on the southbound side. Boy, oh boy. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today, low to mid-40s, the expected high. Tonight in the 30s. And warming up a little bit tomorrow. Right now, 29 and clear in Bel Air, 31 in Severn. The White House has documented 57 times that sick, unhinged Democrats declared war on law enforcement, including a lot of California, New York, Minnesota, you know, blue state idiots, including AOC Crockett. But here in Maryland, Congresswoman April McLean Delaney called ICE lawless. Now, remember what ICE is doing. Congress, in 1996, passed the Immigration and Naturalization Act. Then it was signed by a Democrat President, Bill Clinton, which authorized ICE to remove, to deport, people that have violated the immigration laws of our country. Barack Hussein Obama was known then as the deporter-in-chief, because he was using ICE to round up. Even Joe Biden was deporting some. He was obviously letting much more in than he deported. But Democrats have done this. But now all of a sudden, it's President Trump that has actually put ICE on steroids because, you know, he's hired a lot more and given them, again, carte blanche to get out there and to do their jobs. That's what they're doing. You don't like it? Change the laws. They're not Nazis. They're not Gestapo. They're not lawless. They're doing their job. And yet Democrats hate them because they're removing future Democrat voters called illegal aliens. Far-left Portland Police Chief Bob Day cried over two Trinidad Aragua gangbangers who were shot after they tried to run over Border Patrol agents in Portland. The vehicle driver was a member of the vicious Venezuela gang, TDA. Agents identified themselves to the vehicle occupants. The driver weaponized his vehicle and attempted to run over the law enforcement agents. Fearing for their life and safety, an agent fired a defensive shot. The driver drove off with a passenger, fleeing the scene. Both were gangbangers, were wounded and transported to the local hospital. And the Portland police chief, a far left wing dingbat by the name of Bob Day, he was crying. Not for the ICE agents or for other members of the community, but for the Trinidad Aragua gangbangers.
I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger. This information in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday.
Then there's the sheriff of Philadelphia, not the police chief, the sheriff. Her name is Rachel Bilal.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably trumps a new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. None. Those that come into our communities wearing a mask to commit crime, I thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner, who say he's going to lock them up. And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you get arrested there. No whisk away for them to hide you. None of that here. None of that here. Law enforcement professionals do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing, because she wasn't fleeing.
Yeah, well, you lied right there. It wasn't a moving vehicle. It was in a stationary position. And then, of course, she tried to run. It wasn't like she was fleeing or they shot from behind. He was right in front of the car. So this is more of this left-wing groupthink, this hive mentality that is now basically penetrated and infected some of our law enforcement officers. It is so sad.
I like the way she repeated herself. It's like something out of a scary movie. It's like, listen to
the reason why they wear masks is because people like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. 7:30, time for some latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County police say a 20-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a Friday night shooting in the 200 block of Preston Court. Tashawn Kia faces charges that include attempted first-degree murder, and he's being held without bond at the county detention center. Police say Kia is known to the victim, and the investigation is ongoing. Maryland State Police are looking for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run on the Beltway. At around 2:30 Sunday morning, a Toyota and a Mitsubishi were involved in a crash on the outer loop between Providence and Delaney Valley Roads. Both vehicles were on the shoulder of the roadway when a Chevy Equinox struck the passenger from the Toyota. 30-year-old Ahmed Khan of Virginia died at the scene. The driver of the Chevy initially exited their vehicle but drove away from the accident. State police believe the Equinox is a 2025 model that likely has damage to the front and passenger side. Demonstrators gathered in Howard County Sunday to call for justice in the deadly ICE shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis. The ICE Out for Good rally took place on Broken Land and Little Patuxent Parkway in Columbia. Protesters tell WJZ-TV they feel ICE is overextending its authority, and they hope that the rallies will make a difference. There have also been rallies in Baltimore City over the past several days, including a gathering last Thursday at the George H. Fallon Federal Building, which houses Baltimore's ICE field office. And Fox 45 reports that police reported to the 1400 block of Fuselage Avenue around 2:45 p.m. for a reported robbery. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Every so often you hear of someone trying to find a fountain of youth. As science, medicine, and technology get more sophisticated, each generation starts believing that maybe they will be the ones to turn back the hands of time. One of the goals of those promoting artificial intelligence is to place computers inside our bodies and brains so that we'll be a hybrid of biological and non-biological intelligence. intelligence, ultimately giving mankind the ability of living forever. All of this is nothing new. The intention to reverse aging, and especially the process of dying, has been going on since the Garden of Eden. But the Bible says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And it's been appointed to men once to die and then to judgment. Instead of trying to figure out how to live forever here on earth, we need to figure out how to spend eternity in heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. There's your answer. This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Life been a bad morning. The update on the wreck now on 83 southbound at Belfast Road. They've now blocked all the southbound lanes there. So anybody coming south now from York Road and through that area, that's going to push everybody over to York Road. You know what that looks like as you're coming south towards Hunt Valley. So that's the new big wreck on 83 coming in from the north. I-95 is still slow from Harford County coming down to, we had two earlier accidents southbound between the Harford County line and the bridge at Chopper Road. That's still slow. That means Route 40 is all backed up. 95 south of the city now has three medevac helicopters. I've never seen this. In 50-some years, I've never seen three helicopters on the ground at one wreck. 95 south between Montgomery Road and Route 100. Two are sitting on the southbound side. There's the helicopter sitting also on the northbound side. A couple of big vehicles ran together. A lot of rescue there. Several other vehicles were involved. 95 is closed both directions right in that area. Completely shut down. And a lot of mess there on the parkway and Route 1. We're suggesting traffic back up on the Beltway. 70 westbound, 29 south to Route 100 to go around the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The more you hear from NFL reporters, the more confusing it gets. Talking about John Harbaugh's departure from Baltimore and the reporting that certain players pushed it forward with ownership. Here's longtime Sports Illustrated's reporter Albert Breer with his insight.
There's been a lot of talk over the last few days, right, about what really happened in Baltimore. Here's what I would tell you that I know.
Okay.
So John Harbaugh is a player's coach. I would say that with 100% certainty, because I've heard stories about from his best players about how he listens to them, how he adjusts schemes for them, how he's an ideas guy. You talk to the guys who've been through there, Wink Martindale, Jesse Minter, Mike McDonald on the offensive side, guys like Greg Roman and Todd Monken. Like, he has his hands in everything.
So what will Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti be looking for in his next hire? With the NFL coaching landscape now becoming a younger man's game, will Ravens owner Bisciotti be looking for someone in that age group? The median age of the 14 head coaches in the 2025 NFL playoffs is 45. That's the same age as John Harbaugh was when Bisciotti hired him in 2008. Big baseball news as pitchers and catchers get set to report in about 30 days. The Cubs reaching an agreement with coveted free agent third baseman Alex Bregman, getting him out of the AL East finally. The three-time All-Star, gets 5 years, $175 million. Severna Park native and former MLB player Mark Teixeira made his voice heard over the weekend regarding the Rene Good shooting in Minnesota. Teixeira, who launched his campaign for Texas 21st Congressional District in August, said, quote, I stand with ICE. Teixeira trying to win Chip Roy's seat in Congress. Maryland men's basketball continue their slide Saturday at the famed Pauley Pavilion in Los Angeles, falling to UCLA 67-55, and in the process falling to 0-5 in Big Ten play. It's going to be a long season in College Park. Head coach Buzz Williams with some strong words for himself.
And we're making progress, but the scoreboard doesn't say it. And Buzz Williams in his first year at Maryland is 0-for. And I have no justification for that.
Finally, the most historic rivalry in the history of indoor soccer this past Sunday. East versus West, 16-time champs versus 10. Soccer's in blast. San Diego beating Baltimore. 9-6 was the final. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is Harbaugh the only one that rubbed people the wrong way? Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I'm going to leave this Harbaugh thing alone eventually, especially after tomorrow's press conference when Bisciotti and DaCosta get up there. But here's one more thought before we leave it alone, okay? Mm-hmm. There are 53 men on that roster, correct?
Right.
53 players.
Right.
We've already heard from various people about some were, you know, not enamored with Harbaugh anymore, and they pushed it forward. You think all 53 love Lamar?
Yeah, I would say no.
Yeah. Could he have rubbed some players the wrong way?
I'm sure that they're, you know, look, they're, we saw it again on the sideline yesterday with the Eagles. A.J. Brown obviously was very demonstrative. He was upset over something, and he and Sirianni went at each other. But somehow, things can happen. When you put a bunch of highly competitive athletes and adults in a locker room on a field, not all of them are going to agree. Not all of them are going to like each other. But then there comes the concept of team, and that is on the coach. The coach has to try to keep the team together no matter what.
I think the coach, yes, absolutely, that's the number one job that the coach has. But also there's a self-policing element to it. The leaders within the locker room, you know, the coaches don't go in the locker room. The locker room is for the players.
Right.
Okay. So there's got to be an order in there. Who's in charge? Who's in charge of that locker room for the Ravens?
Well, yeah.
I don't think anybody really knows.
So you're saying you don't think there's a leader? Is there a?
I don't think there's a true leader like there was back in the day. Look, there was a mutiny when Harbaugh was coaching when Ray and Ed were there. Okay, but the difference is that they went to Harbaugh. They didn't go to Bisciotti.
Right.
They went to Harbaugh and said, hey, here are the issues. Here are the things that we need to work out in order for us to succeed.
Right.
And they worked them out. And they did. They succeeded. They won that Super Bowl. I don't think that mechanism exists right now with the Ravens because the players are different.
Well, I do think the players are different. The contracts are so high now that it's are so large that players are emboldened. They can do whatever they want. It's time to put your big boy pants on. And you're a professional football player. Act like one.
I totally agree.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks, Jerry. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, more than 200 women lawmakers have signed an amicus brief backing the legal defense to save women's sports ahead of the Supreme Court oral arguments for two cases related to this issue. Of the 207 lawmakers, all of them Republicans versus 130 Democrats who have signed a brief with the court wanting transgendered individuals, biological males, to compete as women. This is one of these 80-20, 90-10 issues that catapulted Trump into the presidency. And it's going before the Supreme Court tomorrow. And again, in two cases from West Virginia and Idaho. What's at stake here is whether biological males will continue to be able to compete as females in college sports, high school sports, in locker rooms, bathrooms, the Olympics, etc. And here's the goal, according to an individual with one of the amicus brief groups, as to what they hope to accomplish tomorrow at the Supreme Court.
All that Idaho and West Virginia are trying to do is to make sure that girls and women have a place to play against people that are similarly situated to them in their size and strength.
That's all they're asking for. That's all they want is a place to call their own without fear of intimidation, without fear of being peered at or leered at by one of these complaints that I read, West Virginia female athlete said that the biological male posing as a female would stare her down, would make sexually crude comments to her when nobody else was looking or seeing, or could see into the the locker room or into their private space or safe space or what have you. And again, this is what's up for grabs. The transgender athlete case I think this is going to be a landmark decision.
If the Supreme Court goes in our way, which we believe it's going to, what that will open up is the ability for states to regulate this this athletic arena and to ensure that women and girls have safe and fair playing fields to play on.
And we all know that it's there's one thing. It's on the playing field itself. Remember the volleyball player that got spiked in the face and broke her nose and orbital bone, and so there's a physical safety issue. Number one, number two, if you can't expect to be have privacy in your own locker room or bathroom or whatever as a woman, where would you expect that privacy ever? I mean that to send a young woman out in any kind of setting like that and say go compete, but you're going to have to dress among boys, you're going to have to go to the bathroom among boys. I mean, that is just lunacy. That's where the Democrat Party is today. All right, 7:43, traffic, weather on the threes with the update. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
To service of the Baltimore Blast, I'm going to add something else into it now for 95. There was a wreck early this morning. Vehicle went off the roadway southbound at Powderville Road in Prince George's County. Some traffic there is still slow, so there are a lot of places on 95 that are still backed up. Harford County is still slow from Mountain Road to a couple of earlier wrecks between Joppa Road and the Harford County-Baltimore County line. Then we have this major wreck with three medevacs on the ground at one time. I just said earlier, I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen three helicopters on the ground at a wreck at one time. 95 in Howard County between Montgomery Road and the bridge at Route 100 were shut down on both sides of I-95. Total gridlock on the southwest side of the city. 95, the Parkway, Route 1. Your saving grace might be, and I haven't gone back to look, I'm just figuring that has to be some of this traffic. 29 coming off of I-70 westbound for the Beltway. Westbound 70, 29 south, Route 100 back over to 95. But after you clear that area, you're going to run into this delay again at Powder Mill Road going south. The other wreck, 83 southbound last check, was shut down in the area at Belfast Road. So traffic coming down from York Road in northern Baltimore County is now moving over and has to use York Road as the detour route. The next home game for the Baltimore Blast is this Sunday, January 18th at noon against Utica City at Towson University. Always a great time for the entire family. Tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to reserve your spot, match wits with the panel here this morning, and a chance for you to pick up some WCBM merchandise, but you do have to call now in order to play. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows expected in the 30s, and then for Tuesday, sunny and warming up close to 50. We might have some of the frozen stuff by the end of the week.
Uh-oh.
We're keeping an eye on it. Sure. Hard to predict 5 days out. All right.
Get your toilet paper, hon.
BMTP index. We'll have that for you tomorrow.
Can I give you an update?
Yeah, 30 degrees in the city. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on here on 70, but eastbound 70 is now backed up coming in from Howard County. I guess some of this traffic is coming up to 70, just the reverse of what I said earlier. 100 to 29 and then 70. So I think that's exactly what that is. And the traffic leaving the Beltway on 70 got the word, and they're heading out westbound towards Route 29 and through that area. So it's gridlocked. That whole southwest side and west side are just totally jammed up. Thank you.
What happened this morning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's
a
clear,
big old
it's
puddle
sunny.
Of stupid.
It's just crazy.
It's dry, and we've had, this is now, let me see, won't you? That's six major wrecks right now affecting the interstate.
Before 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It happened before 6.
That's,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm paying attention.
All right, it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got WCBM merchandise today. Thomas is in Virginia Beach. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
and all the way in Va Beach. So glad that you're streaming us down there or listening on the app. So you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your stories. A state representative in Wyoming wants to keep people from charged with drunk driving if they're drunk while riding a horse, mule, or donkey. The bill made one defense attorney laugh, left prosecutors wondering if a specific case inspired it. He said, no, it just says that the current law says you have to be in a vehicle in order to be charged with DUI, and a horse, mule, or donkey, when ridden by a person, does not qualify as a vehicle.
But you're making an ass out of yourself.
That's right.
That's right.
Story two, a Minnesota DMV agent has been suspended for using a cardboard cutout of an ICE agent on the course during a driver's exam. Suzanne Swanson was placed on administrative leave with pay. And finally, story number three, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign will host a Big Ten Trans Research Symposium next semester. Which highlights papers from trans studies and scholars affiliated with Big Ten institutions. They are seeking to fight authoritarian efforts to eradicate trans life, according to the university. Mm-hmm. All right, so story one, lawmaker unveils bill to prevent DUI charges while on horseback. Story two, Minnesota DMV agent uses cardboard cutout of an ICE agent on the driver exam course. Or story three, Major University promotes Trans Studies Symposium. All right, we'll start with Maggie this morning.
Why do you always do that?
Because it's Monday. It's Maggie. Yeah. It's Maggie Monday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, burn me right and left. These are all very believable, so I'm just going to randomly pick. I'm going to say number three is the fake.
Okay. Maggie goes for number three. Michelle?
I believe two and three are true, and I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Michelle goes number one. Chuck?
I'm going to say two. I don't think they can do that.
All right. And, of course, Thomas in Virginia Beach.
Number two.
Thomas goes for number two, along with Lugnuts Johnson. Story number two, the Minnesota DMV agent placing a cardboard cutout on the ICE agent of an ICE agent on the driver course. That is our fake news story of the day. So Chuck and Thomas are the big wieners today. Congratulations, Tom. We'll put you in hold.
Have a drink now.
Tell you how to get your prize. Remember, Dr. Oz, don't drink alcohol for breakfast.
What?
Why not?
He said it's not good. Of course, for Chuck now, it's more like brunch.
Listen, I've been up since 4:30. This is lunch.
You need one after
like
this
morning. It's like our lunchtime.
That's right. All right, congratulations, Tom. Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you are in the market for any appliance whatsoever in your home, Town Appliance is where you should go. And there's a number of reasons why. 70 different brands on display for every single budget, whether it's a single appliance or an entire kitchen. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and the fact that they want you as a customer for life, for all your needs. So, they're going to work with you. They're really experts, both Mayor and Mayor, two guys named Mayor that run the store. Incredible. So just, you really got to see the showroom to appreciate it. And that's Town Appliance off Rice Town Road Earlings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at a taxpayer group is urging Maryland to get control of its spending. We'll also look at a former city schools contractor deliberately falsifying records and much, much more right here, along with your calls and comments on Casey and Company. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Let me add two more to the list.
Jeez. I think they're testing your sanity today.
What sanity? Only an idiot would do this for a living.
Really?
Eastbound I-70 at the Beltway now. Two lanes block some of that traffic, as we mentioned. A lot of the folks took the detour I suggested in taking the Beltway 70 west and then go down 29 to 100. Well, then the northbound traffic on 95 got blocked off. So then all of that traffic started coming up into the same area. Now there's a wreck on I-70 eastbound at the Beltway with two lanes blocked. Also now the inner loop at Bel Air Road. We may have one lane open now on southbound I-83 at Belfast Road. We've had a backup through there. A lot of traffic on York Road. No change on the wreck. 95 is still blocked off. State Highway now has turned off the cameras at Montgomery Road and also at Route 100. So it's not helping out to let you know exactly what's happening. But we know for sure that the roadway is still blocked with medevacs on the ground on I-95 on both sides of the roadway. And a big delay still from earlier problems on 95 coming out of Harford County after Mountain Road down through the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low to mid-40s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the 30s. And right now, cloudy, 30 in Columbia, 31 in Annapolis. Let's go to the phone. Steve's in Graysonville. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Fine,
listen,
sir.
I just wanted to pass this along about the mayor of Minneapolis. I figured he probably was born and raised in the city, but no, he was born and raised in Arlington, Virginia. So I figured maybe he went to college in Minnesota someplace, but no, he went to William and Mary. And then I thought, well, maybe he went to law school someplace out there, but no, he went to Villanova. So I just wonder what his expertise is about the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah. Are you talking about Jacob Small Fry? Is that the one you're referring to? Yeah.
Because exactly.
There's Minneapolis, and then there's the mayor of St. Paul. Yeah, that's a great point. Whatever, we know he's a woke lefty, so no matter what his background is, and that's where they gravitate to. Liberals fail upwards, and they gravitate to these blue cities where their leftist hive mindset seems to attract like minds. Listen, Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Tom is in Ohio. Good morning, Tom. Tom could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. He wanted to talk about Coach Harbaugh and perhaps Coach Kevin Stefanski, who was leaving Cleveland, who was fired. And Stefanski is being rumored to be in the works for the head coach here, although I don't see them hiring him. I would be surprised. Michelle in Westminster, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you
today? I'm doing good, thanks.
I personally am a little disappointed with most of us because we need to be the buffer between these crazy people and ICE. ICE is putting their life on the line. We're sitting here, we're upset about it, but we're not doing anything about it. And it seems to be a theme with us ever since January 6th, 4 or 5 years ago. It has been a deterrent. And we have people who are out there trying to do the right thing, and we're doing nothing. And I think we should start doing something. I'm not saying violence.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying that we stand between ICE agents and our police officers and these crazy people. And most of the time, bullies will fall when they are confronted. And that's what we are being. We are being bullied by the crazy left. For people like the elected officials who get up and blatantly lie just to go ahead and gin these dinglings up, why aren't we filing suit on our own to have them arrested? You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Yet we stand here and let them do it. When are we going to stand up? I'll be the first one to go if somebody would stand.
Are you talking about physically getting in between them and ICE?
Yes.
Yeah.
How else are we going to show them? We can stand.
Who was it? The Patriot Riders? Do you remember the motorcyclists that would? They would obviously try to protect some individuals.
Patriot Guard.
Yeah.
I have a friend who used to do it. She can't do it anymore. She can't hold on to her bike anymore because her hands being full of arthritis. But yeah.
But that's the kind of thing you're talking about, like the Patriot Guard or Patriot Riders.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
I think that's a solid idea, but the problem is these people are deranged. They're crazy. So, you know.
Well, how crazy do we have to get? When are we going to get crazy enough to stare crazy in the face back?
All right, we'll throw it out there, Michelle.
Watching our pearls.
We'll throw it out there and see if people agree or disagree. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate your input there. Good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. So no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions forward and backward. Get it? And they save, look at Michelle, because you're a lunatic. They save, over 50 years they know transmissions. Whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you call. So you get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations with free area towing and financing. They'll help you through. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 888-299-0557, or gpt-online.com, or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Some major New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, and Montefiore, dealing with a nurses' strike this morning. More than 10,000 nurses have now walked off the job. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency in response. The job action comes as flu cases surge, forcing a lot of people to seek out medical care. As the death toll from anti-government protests in Iran spirals beyond several hundred, President Trump says Tehran, facing the threat of American intervention to halt the bloodshed, is asking the U.S., can we talk?
The president said his administration is in talks to set up a meeting with Iranian officials after he threatened action in response to a crackdown on protesters in Iran. Donald Trump said Iran wants to negotiate, but he also said the U.S. military is looking at some very strong options. He promised to hit Iran hard if they killed protesters, and activists say the death toll has reached several hundred. Greg Clugston, Washington.
ExxonMobil may not be among American energy companies brought in to revitalize Venezuela's energy infrastructure. President Trump met with a group of oil executives last week, including from ExxonMobil.
No, I didn't like Exxon's response. We have so many that want it. I'd probably be inclined to keep Exxon out. I didn't like their response. They're playing too cute.
ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods says at this point Venezuela is, his word, uninvestable. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department has served the central bank with subpoenas and threatens it with a criminal indictment over his Senate testimony 7 months ago regarding the Fed's building renovations. Stock futures deep in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 325 points. NASDAQ futures are off 187. More on these stories, townhall.com.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD now to get your free gold and silver rollover kit, a $49 value just for calling. More Americans than ever are discovering the power of rolling over a portion of their IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of inflation, uncertainty, or market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. And in 2026, it could be the key to building the retirement you've always imagined. That's why so many people trust Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America for 10 years running. Call 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold rollover kit. Call 800-741-GOLD. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the freeze.
That whole area on the southwest side of the city is affected by the wreck and the closure of I-95. It happened early this morning, even before 6 in the area of Montgomery Road, down before Route 100. It was a trash truck hit a tractor trailer. All kind of rescue equipment there. Medevacs have been on the ground. Both sides of 95 were closed in the area between Route 100 and the bridge at Montgomery Road. So a lot of gridlock down through there on 95, on Route 1, on the Parkway, on Route 100, on 29, and even on I-70 for the traffic getting away from the accident scene. I'm looking at the camera here now, and even the Beltway right here at the BW Parkway coming up from 170 towards the Parkway, trying to get up towards I-95. That's a lot of traffic there as well. So again, that whole area that's southwest of the city has the problem. 83 southbound, the wreck was at Belfast Road, limited lanes there for the traffic south, and 95 out of Harford County, still slow and still hurting from several earlier accidents this morning after Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Edgemere and 33 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institution in Allegheny County. 51-year-old Larry Horton was found unresponsive in his cell by officers on the night of January 10th, and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Baltimore will determine cause and manner of his death. Once the investigation is completed, the findings will be presented to the state's attorney's office in Allegheny County. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a weekend murder in Odenton. Officers responded to a shooting in the 1600 block of Annapolis Road at around 12:30 Saturday morning, and the victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The victim is identified as 45-year-old Timothy Randolph of Baltimore, and police say additional information regarding the investigation will be provided as it becomes available. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 971. The Pick 4, 1143. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 866-1120 or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the NFL wildcard round lived up to its name this weekend with four of the five games going down to the wire, including this incredible comeback in Chicago.
Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. The former DJ Moore, or the former Terp DJ Moore, with the second of two Bears touchdowns in the final 4 minutes and 18 seconds, capping a 25-point fourth quarter for Chicago. 31-27 was the final over Green Bay, potentially ending the career of head coach Matt LaFleur in Titletown. And could that pave the way for John Harbaugh, who's building a house on Lake Michigan? So here's how the divisional round stacks up next weekend in the NFL. Saturday, it'll be the Bills at Broncos and Niners at Seahawks. That should be a doozy. Sunday, the Rams will be at the Bears, and the Patriots will host the Steelers-Texans winner tonight. All game times are TBD for next weekend. And finally, Hall of Fame sports broadcast voice Al Michaels will be back next year, calling NFL games for Amazon Prime once again. The 82-year-old Michaels proving that you can call games for Prime well past your prime. Coming up in 30 minutes, remembering perhaps the greatest play in Ravens history. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of season? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Love to hear from you. All you have to do is give us a call. Get you on the air. We'll read some of our text here coming up a little bit later on in the program, so stick with us. Coming up in this hour, we're taking a look at a number of issues. One, of course, being that we did mention the Supreme Court a little bit earlier, but apparently the former city schools contractors now saying that they deliberately falsified records trying to get to truant students into remote learning programs. So we have that. Democrats are writing a bunch of anti-ICE bills in the new General Insane Asylum Assembly session, which opens up this Wednesday. Our top story here today, though, last Thursday, we talked about it Friday morning. Governor Moore went to College Park to talk about public safety and then to Frederick to talk about education. And while he was in Frederick, he said that they were going to be increasing spending on K-12 education and law enforcement. How much? Well, to the tune of $10 billion.
Our budget invests a record $10.2 billion in K-12 education, the largest investment in Maryland's history.
Yeah, $10.2 billion on top of what is already being funded under a blueprint, which we're still curious as to where all that funding is going to come from, since the legislature, in its not-so-infinite wisdom, did not provide that for the blueprint. Steve Hershey, he's the Senate Republican minority leader in the Senate, says this level of spending is just not sustainable.
In the next 3 years, we're going to be looking at deficits over $3 billion a year to fully fund the blueprint. So we've got to make some changes there. And, you know, again, this is just a talking point for the governor. You know, I think there's a lot that needs to be looked at and find out what we're really spending this money on. If this is not sustainable, it doesn't have a dedicated funding source. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg when he goes up and spends, you know, up to $10 billion.
Yeah, as guys say it, this is a payback for the teachers' unions, which pretty much control Governor Wes Moore like a puppet. But, you know, you can say it's a talking point, but at the end of the day, wasn't a talking point. Last year, we were told no income tax increases, and they weren't going to do A, B, C, or D, and they They did not increase the income taxes, but they hammered us with a $1.67 billion tax package, which included a tax. We read the whole list to you on Friday. So Pete Sepp, he's with the National Taxpayers Union, and he says, to come out and say that you're going to spend more during a fiscal crisis when you're looking at a $1.4 billion budget shortfall this coming fiscal year, and then it just almost doubles in years 27 through 30, that is just it's just being irresponsibly, financially responsible, and at the same time just being reckless with taxpayers' money.
Well, I've lived in Maryland for almost 40 years now, and I can tell you this state is facing the worst fiscal crisis in those 40 years that I've ever seen. We have not only a taxing problem in that Maryland's tax system is already terribly uncompetitive, 46 on the Tax Foundation's competitiveness index, way worse burdens than Virginia, West Virginia, any state in the region, and we have a spending problem at the same time. Let's set party politics aside here. The Maryland operating budget has grown 50% in the last 5 years, so part of this growth preceded Wes Moore. The spending problem is bipartisan, and it's going to take bipartisan action to get it back under control.
Yeah, and the problem with that is I have not seen any commitment at all from these progressives who dominate the Maryland General Insane Asylum or Governor Moore to significant spending cuts. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Looking at the camera here at 95 and I-195. This is right around the airport cutoff on 95 South. Big wreck early this morning, 2.5 hours ago now, on 95 at Montgomery Road between there and Route 100. They closed all the southbound lanes very quickly. They closed the northbound lanes right after that because medevacs were on the ground through that area. This is gridlock on 95 back to the airport cutoff. This is 3 miles before the accident scene. And right underneath this camera shot, I can see 195 and the traffic is crawling. And they're trying to get over to Route 1 or the parkway to head south. So as I said earlier, this is total gridlock on the southwest side. The parkway is affected. 95 is affected. Route 1 is affected. Then the traffic getting away from that was on Route 100, on Route 29, and on I-70. And they're also hurting. There was a wreck on I-70 eastbound right before the Beltway. All of that is still adding to that mess. Most of the lanes have been open now on 83 southbound coming down. That wreck was at Belfast Road. That's still backed up. The wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway at Bel Air Road cleared to the shoulder. That's trying to recover. 95 had two different accidents early this morning, one at the Harford County line, one before White Marsh Boulevard. That's still slow coming south from Mountain Road. Let me see if I forgot anything. No, that's enough. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today, low to mid-40s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the 30s. We warm up a bit on Tuesday. It'll be sunny and close to 50. Right now, cloudy 30 in Ellicott City, and it is 30 in Bel Air. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for the celebration of America's 250th birthday. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this date in history, 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, British Prime Minister David Lloyd George, French Prime Minister Georges Clemenceau, and Italian Prime Minister Vittorio Orlando met in Paris for what will be the first of more than 100 meetings of the so-called Big Four Nations. These allies gathered to hash out the peace terms ending World War I, and they would go on to establish the League of Nations, and now we know it as the United Nations. 1932, Hattie Carraway, Democrat of Arkansas, becomes the first woman elected to serve a full term as a U.S. Senator. 1943, U.S. Wartime Office of Price Administration said standard Frankfurters would be replaced during World War II by victory sausages consisting of a mixture of meat and soy meal. I guess it was a big deal back in the day. 1994, U.S. President Bill Clinton asking Attorney General Janet Reno to appoint an independent counsel to investigate the Whitewater land deal affair that involved him and First Lady. Reno named New York lawyer Robert Fisk. While there was some minor wrongdoing there, neither Hillary or Bill Clinton would ever get in trouble for their Whitewater land dealings. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCVM for a first patient special offer.
WCVM, Baltimore.
And so we're talking about the National Taxpayer Unions of Pete Sepp and this idea that Governor Moore is going to spend another $10 billion in education. We already throw a lot of money at education with very limited results. Some counties do better than others. Baltimore City is a disaster. But here's the real problem. The out-migration rate in Maryland is one of the worst in the country.
The so-called blueprint was already a very generous expansion in K-12 education. Going beyond that at a time when there are other challenges to the state seems terribly ill-advised. Unless Maryland gets control of its spending in all areas, pensions, education, law enforcement, all the people in this state are going to suffer because there are going to be across the board mindless cuts in spending, huge additional tax increases that are only going to drive more people out of the state. We calculated right now that a taxpayer leaves the state of Maryland every 20 minutes. There are only four other states in this country that have worse out-migration. People know Maryland is in trouble, and they're fleeing this state. We need more taxpayers coming in here, not fewer.
Yeah, and those states are California, New York, Illinois, and Massachusetts. So those are all pretty blue states dominated by a leftist ideology, leftist governors, leftist legislatures, and that's why they're voting really with their feet. And there's mixed emotions about that. We'll talk about them when I come back, because a lot of folks say, well, how are you ever going to, if you don't stand and fight, how are you ever going to flip these states? But people just can't afford, especially the retirees. I mean, you're really limited. So we'll talk about that in just a second. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. And again, Victoria, what is the inspiration for Harmony Park?
Thank you for asking. So Lorian thought about having a memory care program for quite a long time. And we never really felt that there was a model that spoke to the company. So when I first started at Harmony Hall, I noticed that there were quite a few residents who would really benefit from a memory care program. And so I spoke with the CEO about it, and we decided that what would make sense for our community was to really make it feel like a memory care program that was in harmony with the rest of the building.
Makes sense.
So with that being said, we changed the entire third floor to look like an outdoor park space. And we have a very unique security system, as it actually allows the residents who are safe to do so to leave the memory care neighborhood and go to programs in other parts of the building. This makes it feel like we haven't necessarily locked up residents, as you hear in some other places, that we actually just have some provisions in place to keep them safer throughout their day, so that way they can navigate it a little bit better. So we have security features on the actual neighborhood itself, and we have them at each of our exits throughout the building, so that way if someone does come down from Harmony Park, we know if they're going towards the exit in another section of our community.
Now, safety and security also in dealing with people that are living in memory care is of utmost priority, as you well know. So if you want more information about Harmony Park and Lorien Harmony Hall and their very unique design, it's innovative, then log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update on what has been a wild morning. Here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Just looking around gives you some idea of what this wreck has done, this wreck on I-95. It shut everything down on 95 in Howard County, just around Route 100 and the bridge at Montgomery Road. Had a lot of vehicles involved. They shut the roadway down both sides of the roadway. So now we get all this overflow traffic on Washington Boulevard on the parkway. I'm looking at 95 coming out of the city, Caton Avenue into the area down to the Beltway. They're trying to get onto the Beltway, and that's all jammed up. 95 is backed up well before the airport cutoff. Then I went down and looked at Route 100. That's all jammed up, trying to get away from 95 and work its way up towards Route 29 and then into I-70. The wreck on I-70 eastbound before the Beltway has cleared. So that's loosened up a little bit, but you're having problems getting up from 100 to 29 and then coming up eventually towards I-70. So that, again, that whole area south and west of the city is just in gridlock. And here it is, sunny. It's been dry the whole time this morning, and it's just been one hell of a mess through there. 83 southbound still recovering from an earlier accident, which was southbound at Belfast Road. 95 is starting to look a little better now from earlier problems southbound after Mountain Road in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low to mid-40s. Right now we are cloudy, 32 in Glen Burnie, 32 in Edgewater. David is in California. Good morning, David.
Yeah, morning. This being the 250th anniversary of America, you're probably well aware that, for example, a Boston Tea Party, the Patriots weren't angry about paying taxes. They were angry because the taxes were being sucked to London, where the king was having a party with it, and that the taxes were not reinvesting in the local areas. So when I heard that little piece by your deadbeat group that don't want to pay taxes, they're basically the deadbeats are coming. The deadbeats are coming. That they're a bunch of welfare cheats. Do they have a nonprofit status?
There's a number of things. Obviously, they were. You're right about the way the Boston Tea Party came down, but they were also upset at a number of other things about imposts and duties and excise taxes. So there was the colonists then, the colonials, were being taxed out the wazoo, if you will. And, yeah, a lot of that was being misdirected. They weren't seeing the benefits of it. So if you're going to get taxed, if you're going to pay taxes, then you should see some benefit from it. And that wasn't happening in the former colonies, now, of course, the United States. So, yeah, No one's talking about, look, we all understand we have to pay taxes to live in this country. We get that. But I do think that we're not getting a return, just like the King George did in our history 250 years ago or longer. We're seeing the same things happening in California that's happening in Maryland. We're seeing waste, fraud, and abuse at record levels in Minnesota now as well. You know, people are defrauding.
And as a matter of fact, if you think about it, the con artists that have been running the government, they come up with a new emergency every day so that they can divert the original plans. And so when you start looking at Trump having his brand new war with Greenland and Venezuela, and what are they spending, $8 million a day just to run an aircraft carrier down there in the Gulf?
Mm-hmm.
The idea that Donald Trump is coming up with crazier crap every day that diverts the taxes. And so there's no.
Well, let me ask you this, David, because I don't remember you calling in when 20 million illegal aliens were allowed to pour in this country. And you talk about $8 million a day. The damage that caused this country was in the tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. So were you as concerned about that president as you are this one?
Well, I remember Vincente Fox talking about this 20 years ago, and he was saying that the United States makes 8 times more money from each immigrant than they are supposedly getting in benefits.
Oh, yeah. There's an unimpeachable source, Vincente Fox.
Well, no. Because I
would much more listen to Milton Friedman than I would Vincente Fox, David. But listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling in from California, the golden, once formerly the golden state. It is now the rust state. It really is so sad what happened to that beautiful state. And I spent some time in California out in San Diego. Just it's gorgeous. Beautiful. It's just I don't understand how people can afford to live there anymore. All right, let's see. Real quick, Steve says he knows why traffic is so bad. Good morning, Steve.
It's all the Eagles fans on the road. They're all pissed off.
that's the best one of the day. Yeah, that would explain it in a nutshell. Friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that if you are still trying to uphold that New Year's resolution, maintaining a better health, a good health, or start off in good health in the new year, you know, Friday was Quitter's Day, so that's when most people abandon their New Year's resolution. So we're trying to help you out here with all of our natural supplements. Right now, you could buy 4 or more bottles and save 40%. Use the coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's NEWYEAR40. 40%, 4 or more bottles, single bottles, mix and match. Obviously, it doesn't include combos and other offers, but you know, you can save a ton of money on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements, whether it be essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, Rescue Orsine, Rescue Ideal Weight will help you to take that weight off. It curbs your appetite, so you don't be craving those sweets and carbs as much, and also the Rescue PM Spray. And dissolvable so that you can fall asleep faster and stay asleep, getting a better night's sleep as well. So that's New Year 40. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order at res-q.com today. 8:30, let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a series of break-ins at businesses in Catonsville and Rosedale. Officers responded to a burglar alarm in the 700 block of Frederick Road in Catonsville shortly after 5:30 Saturday morning. And while at the scene, they received alerts about several other break-ins at area businesses. According to a social media post, the businesses included Franco's Italian Bistro, El Guapo, Painted Whims, and Blue Iris. There were also Saturday morning break-ins on the other side of the county in Rosedale. Those businesses included the Fiesta Mexicana restaurant, Pastores of Rosedale, and a Family Dollar store. Baltimore County Police say drivers should allow for additional travel time as family, friends, and community members gather to remember a fallen officer this week. Detective Paul Hoke died after suffering a medical emergency while working on New Year's Eve. Traffic delays are expected today around Ruck Funeral Home as viewings take place from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tuesday, there will be road closures and delays between 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. for the escort of Detective Hoke to Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. A low-altitude flyover is planned as a final tribute during the graveside service, and no drones will be allowed in the area. The Maryland Department of Health says a person with measles traveled through the state while infectious between January 7th and 8th. Health officials said the person traveled on the Amtrak Northeast Regional train from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C., and took the Amtrak BWI shuttle. No exposures were identified in the BWI airport terminals. And police say one man is dead and another is injured after separate shootings on Sunday. Police say a 59-year-old man died after he was shot at around 5 a.m. in the 3900 block of Pennhurst Avenue. At around 8:15 last night, a 20-year-old man was shot in the 1500 block of Retreat Street. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
No change on the closure on 95. That is still shut down with the major wreck at Montgomery Road. That's in Howard County before Route 100. We're shut down southbound. We're shut down northbound. Big delays, total gridlock over on the southwest side. 95 is backed up all the way back to and beyond the ramps at the Beltway back to the city-county line. The Parkway is slow. The Beltway near the Parkway is slow. Washington Boulevard is backed up. I-70, Route 29, Route 100, all caught up in this mess. So anybody along I-70, I'm looking at you right here, just before the Beltway, backed up again, heading out away from the Beltway, and now eastbound 70 is backed up again from the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at plenty of sunshine today, mostly sunny, but still chilly and kind of brisk with highs in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly again with lows near 30. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens head coaching search continued over the weekend with three interviews. Matt Nagy, Kevin Stefanski, and Clint Kubiak were interviewed. Requests are pending from the Ravens to interview Bills OC Joe Brady and Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury. Three Ravens named all pros over the weekend. Kyle Hamilton and Jordan Stout were first teamers. Patrick Ricard was the second teamer, which brings up the question, who beat out Ricard? Well, the answer is former Raven and current Niner Kyle Juszczyk, recognized for his versatile blocking and receiving. To the hardware we go, where Maryland basketball struggles continued Saturday night in L.A.
Terry muscles his way down the lane and buries it. Plus the foul.
Gus Johnson had the call on the Fox Sports Network. Trent Perry keying a 16-0 run late in the first half, and UCLA never looked back. 67-55 was the final. Maryland falling to 0-5 in Big Ten play, prompting this comment from head coach Buzz Williams.
Buzz Williams in his first year at Maryland is over, and I have no justification for that other than I got to do better.
Terps back at it tomorrow night at USC. Now, Friday night in D.C., Derek Queen returned to the DMV for the first time since his days at Maryland and put on a show for the hometown fans.
Corner three's not close. DQ kept it alive. Back at it.
What are you playing, boy?
18-point game.
Not quackpot. Crockpot.
I'm not sure what the hell he's talking about, but Joe Myers had the call on New Orleans Sports TV. Nevertheless, DQ was Derek Queen, 14 points, 16 rebounds, 12 assists. DQ's second triple-double of the year. Pelicans pound the Wiz, 128-107. Happy heavenly birthday today to the boxing great Joe Frazier, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world from 1970 to 73, born on this day in 1944. On this day, a dark day in Baltimore football history, 57 years ago, 1969, Jets beat the Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III. Bubba Smith thought it was fixed. Colts favored by 17.5. 1983, arguably the greatest Oriole of all time. Brooks Robinson was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then finally, 25 years ago today, January 12, 2001, perhaps the greatest play in Ravens history.
Flacco stepping up and throwing deep down the far sideline. In the Denver secondary.
That is stunning.
Greg Gumbel and Dan Dierdorf had the call on CBS, simply called the Mile High Miracle, and Baltimore would go on to the double overtime win and eventually a Super Bowl championship. The time now is 8:37. When we return, where were the adults in the room?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So that's funny. Executive producer Michelle's just saying that during the Mile High Miracle, she was watching with her family and they were all holding hands.
All holding hands, praying.
I love that.
And their prayers were answered.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That was a special moment.
Sean, you sent me this video on Facebook of a it's just funny to even say this.
I know.
A brawl.
Yes.
Between kids.
Yes.
On the ice at a Hershey Bears game. You know how, like, in the intermission,
yeah,
they let
it,
the kids come out?
Yeah, they call it Mites on Ice.
Mites on Ice.
Right.
I'm just going to play the audio here and just listen to the fans cheering. And laughing.
Yeah, but the kids are throwing punches.
Right, and
they're
to the ice.
To the ice, they're tackling each other.
Right.
At the very end, the goalie comes all the way from the other end of the sheet of ice.
He joins the
And he knocks a kid over. And at first I'm going, well, I'm wondering if they're just play acting.
Right.
You know?
Is it AI?
It wasn't AI.
Right.
I was able to confirm that with somebody that I know. And they said, I said, but if they were just, it's awful either way. If they were play acting, seeing what they see on the ice, that's not a good look for hockey.
Right.
Number one. Or number two, where were the adults?
Right.
Either
on the ice. This went on for minutes.
Yeah, for a full minute and a half.
Before somebody stepped in. So, I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all over. You can see it on X and
one of those
Facebook
things.
Or whatever. It's just as good as we had it last week with the teddy bear toss. We've gone the opposite direction now in Hershey.
Exactly. Sean, you're going to fill in for me for the next couple of days, and I do appreciate that. And it's a big day tomorrow, though, with the Ravens press conference.
Thank you very much for leaving that in my lap. I appreciate
that.
We
thought it was going to be a fun week, you know. But
I'm going to dispatch Double X. She'll head over to Ravens Nation.
There you go.
Get all the latest audio.
I think she'll do well.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's get some calls in here. Mike is in Towson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the situation in Minneapolis.
Right.
With Renee Good, the person who was in the middle of the street for 4 minutes, blocking the exit from the ICE people. And then when the police officer, from the ICE agent, went up to her window, and said, please get out of the car, 4 times. What she did is she backed up, and then she went forward.
Yeah.
Now, my comment is people who follow orders from law enforcement who ask you to get out of the car don't get shot.
Well, while the officer was saying get out of the blanking car, the partner, her partner Rebecca Good, was screaming at her, drive, baby, drive. So that's when she decided, and by the way, her wheels are pointed in the opposite direction. So you see her back up, you then see her wheels shift And then she hits the accelerator pretty hard because it was icy that day. And in slow motion, you could see the tires to the front wheels would spin a little bit. And then they finally, when they did get traction, they hit that ice agent who was in front of the vehicle, and then he had to fire those shots. So the big question here, Mike, is do you think Rebecca Good should be charged for urging her to drive Baby Drive over the ice agent?
Well, apparently she should. If the video proves that she did that, yes.
Yeah, so I think, look, let the investigation unfold. You know, a lot of us are playing armchair investigators and forensic, crime scene examiners, but let's let the investigation unfold. But it appears to me the untrained, investigator, untrained law enforcement investigator, that this was a justified shooting. It's tragic, but it was justified.
Well, I agree with you, but it goes way back at 30,000 foot picture.
And of course, the law that Governor Walz signed, we read the statute early this morning, that seems to vindicate the ICE agent. Let me see if I grab it and see if I can read it and find it here just a second. Because it's well worth repeating, because even in Minnesota law, it's Governor Walz, the Minnesota, which the legislature was, which is basically a Democrat farm labor party. Oh, here it is. I found it. This is a Minnesota statute, 609.066. If a driver accelerates toward an officer standing in front of the vehicle, this creates an immediate life-threatening danger. The officer doesn't need to wait until impact. They can act based on the apparent intent and proximity. That's the Minnesota law.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great day. It's coming up on 8:43. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic. And boy, what a morning it has been. Old Whiskey Nuts might be hitting the bottle pretty soon.
This is Excedrin number 100 all the way through 190.
Wow.
There's a lot of problems here. I mean, you know it's bad when the wreck is in Howard County. It's way down south of the Beltway. Now, looking at the camera, this is at Caton Avenue and 95, and it's backed up here. So it's still affecting the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're trying to get down to the Beltway and going, what the hell's going on here? Can't get onto the Beltway. The interloop is backed up. 95 is still backed up. Some traffic down around the airport cutoff. Can't go anywhere because the wreck is still closing 95 in Howard County. Total gridlock. The Beltway, the Parkway, Route 1, 29, Route 100. Everybody's affected. I-70 is even affected because of the wreck. And it was early this morning before 6, a trash truck ran into a tractor trailer. There was all kinds of equipment, medevac helicopters on the ground, and that is still creating the problem on 95 in that area. So if you're anywhere on the southwest side, maybe even as far down as I-97 could get the impact from this situation. 83 was still a bit slow. The last time I looked at it, if we have 1 second, we got a second, Sean?
Sure.
Let me go back up here and just look. There was a wreck also on 83 that was below Belfast. That's still backed up as well. The problem is 83 there is only two lanes. The wreck was in the median, and we're still backed up there at Belfast Road. So traffic coming south is still over on York Road down to Hunt Valley. So they also have their problems through that area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That was a crazy weekend, Chuck, for traffic. We had a hit-and-run fatality on 695 over the weekend.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's just been, I think it started, on Saturday, and it's just continued.
I don't get this one, and like I said, I've seen a lot of stuff. The road was, 95 where this wreck happened this morning is completely, dead poker straight. It was dark, I understand that.
Right.
Something happened to make this guy run off the road and hit this tractor trailer. But boy, oh boy.
You wonder if it's medical or something like that. So.
Yeah, you don't know.
All right, we're seeing a couple. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low to mid-40s. Glen Burnie right now, cloudy 33. Edgewater also is 33 under cloudy skies. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
I need some good.
Well, a community in South Bend, Indiana, pitched in to buy a guy a new truck that he really, really needed. Mo Ryle's 2000 Chevy Silverado was so beat up, it went viral online. Photos went viral a few months ago, but instead of laughing, the owner of an auto detailing place launched a GoFundMe to get Mo a nicer ride. People donated over $25,000 to buy him a gently used 2019 Silverado. Here's the man that started the GoFundMe, Colin Crowell, and Mo talking about his amazing gift.
I just thought there's got to be something more to why this truck looks like this. I just put two and two together that this is this person's only means of transportation.
That's the part that knocked me over, bam. Here's a human being seeing another human being struggle. And I'm like, wow, what did I do to deserve this? You know, this whole thing is not about me. It's about this community bonding together. God is good.
Yeah, indeed, and that's just what human beings do best when they're kind to each other and they're generous and they help each other out when they are in trouble. Just, boy, if we could just bottle that up and share it with everybody in the country, wouldn't that be wonderful? I know, being Pollyanna there. So our feel-good news story brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, take a phone call here from Mike in Carroll County. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling out of utter frustration. Given the situation on the streets in the different cities, going after individuals, going after the agents, and the Democratic leaders, some of them, you know, provoking that, in a sense, breaking the law. And then you got the people backing all this, paying a lot of these people to do this, and they're getting away with it. And I just think the government should already have been doing something on this some time ago, because it's building up. We're going to become another Iran, the way it's going, and the country's going to fall apart. Why, you know, I wish the government had started to enforce the law and bring justice to the situation. And so it's utter frustration. I think I'm just speaking for myself, but I know there's a lot of other people that feel the same way.
Well, I would agree. I can hear the frustration in your voice. You know, the delicate balance that we have, protecting our First Amendment rights, our a right to peacefully gather and address our grievances, the right to protest, the right of freedom of speech, and the right to worship, etc. It's all, you've got to balance that, because we don't want to become an Iran that takes those rights away from people.
I agree with you.
But that being said,
yes,
those that would advocate,
what I'm seeing here is the rights of the people, you know, the people in the country who are standing by and watching all this, their rights are being taken away.
Right. So what I would say this, there's you know, tests, as we've seen before, clear and present danger clause, etc. Those that would advocate cause of action, those would advocate that you take up violence against law enforcement officials, elected officials, or fellow mankind, we need to punish those people. Now, I think that the president at some point is going to have to invoke the Insurrection Act. And I think that is when we'll have to tamp down some of this violence in our cities, because these aren't protests. These are organized, violent attacks and activities on federal law enforcement officials and local law enforcement as well. So, but I do think you're going to have to get that at some point. I mean, we cannot withstand another so-called summer of love after George Floyd.
Yeah, but why haven't they gone after the people that that are paying.
They are. They are. I can tell you this. They are looking into it. They're being investigated. And let's see if it bears any fruit.
All right. All right.
Mike, thanks so much for listening and the call. I appreciate your sentiment. I really do. 8:51. It is 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, could tariffs replace the income tax?
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
All right, a lot of folks are texting into the program here today, and I wanted to read some of those for you and get your thoughts and opinions here you have been sharing them with me this morning. Ron says, Sean, Stolen Valor West has 2 solutions to every problem. Blame Trump, spend money we don't have, worst governor in Maryland's history. Well, you can do something about that this year, folks. Yeah, absolutely. Dale says, Sean, your caller, like so many others who seem to think of themselves as tax experts, would be surprised at what the tax code 26 USC actually says about how our federal income tax is implemented, who's actually liable. I'm willing to bet he's never even researched it. I've researched our tax code for over 20 years with the help of tax scholars, researchers, and former IRS agents, and know for a fact that it does not say what most people think it does. Yeah, certainly. And Corey wants to know, has Kristen left WCBM Casey & Company? No, well, temporarily. She's on a leave of absence. She's currently the campaign manager for Ed Hale Sr., who is a Republican gubernatorial candidate for in 2026. So she is on a leave of absence. Thanks for asking. I'm sure she appreciates that. 8:53, traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
After this morning, I'm going to need one.
Yeah. You mean you might need leave of absinthe?
That's true. Leave of my sense. This is unbelievable. Okay, here's the new deal. One report just said, and can't confirm it all the way down the line, but the report says 95 could be closed till at least noon on both the north and southbound side with that wreck near Montgomery Road and Route 100. So big delays on the southwest side with 95 closed. That's a major highway. And then, of course, everything around that gets the overflow and the ramifications from all that. So we have backups on the parkway. We have backups on Route 1. We have backups on Route 100. We have backups on Route 29. We have backups on I-70. On the Route 100 connector, there's a new wreck at Coca-Cola Drive, and there was some road blockage there, and that was already backed up anyway. Baltimore County just rolled up on a wreck at Route 40 West in the area not too far from Rolling Road. 83 southbound, a little bit slow yet. The wreck did clear after Belfast Road, but I'm still looking at delays in there. But if you could see this map that I'm looking at and these indications, everything from the southwest side, from the city all the way out through Howard County, is total gridlock. The Beltway, 95, 29, Route 40, everything down through there, Route 100, the Parkway, and even down sections of I-97, maybe till noon. So factor that in and be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low to mid-40s. Right now, Ocean City's got mostly cloudy, 35, and Severn is cloudy and 33. Kim Klesig Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Station Scuttlebutt has it that you and your sister from another mister,
yeah,
Aaron Andrews, NFL sideline reporter, shop at the same place for your coats.
Yeah, her fur coat is gorgeous. It is the nicest, biggest coat I've ever seen. And no, I cannot afford what Aaron Andrews can afford, but it was gorgeous. I actually like mine a little better, but I went to Marshall.
That's a nice-looking coat. And you saved a lot of money, too.
I did. I got a great deal on this. I did. We got lots to talk about today, Sean. But you know what? Before I get into that, I was just going over the Maryland president general election results and numbers. Because, of course, they're back in session this week in Annapolis. And Governor Westmore apparently still pushing this redistricting nonsense. But I didn't realize that Donald Trump did, in fact, get 1 million votes here in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize that. I thought it was a lot less. And so for him to continue to push this, to draw Andy Harris out of the district, to have zero congressional districts represented by a Republican, when you're looking at the map, I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, he's actively disenfranchising voters.
Now, I remember when it happened, we talked about how, you know, obviously didn't win Maryland, didn't even come close, but did improve on the number of votes he got from the election before in 2020.
Right.
So, yeah, that you know, this is clearly an attempt to disenfranchise voters in Maryland.
Yeah, no, this is astonishing. Anyways, we'll talk about that during the show today. Also, more from Governor Westmore. We'll talk about the 2026 budget that's been proposed. And then also, 7 Catonsville businesses broken into overnight. The police are investigating. Sean, these kids today are out of control. There was even an arrest in Middle River. 3 teens carjacking someone right by the food line by my house.
If you look at the police log over the weekend, there were businesses broken into in Bel Air.
Yep. Parkville.
Parkside, I think, shopping center.
Okay.
Baltimore County. Catonsville.
Yeah.
As well. So there was a lot of commercial burglaries and residential this past weekend.
You know what? I'm going to believe that there is an online group that is organizing some of this. Like, even with the break-ins in the cars in Federal Hill, remember that one night there was like 50 cars that were broken into? I think that there is an online group, and maybe it's on one of these, like, whether Telegram, Signal, or Discord or something. I think there's a network here.
Right.
And I really would love for them to get to the bottom of it.
If they were doing squatting on with an online organization, they can do just about anything. So you might be right. All right. Kim is coming up next.
Coming up. Thanks.
Right after the 9 o'clock news. And we're going to wait and hold that clip on the tariffs replacing the income tax for tomorrow because it's important. I think you should hear it because I think a lot of people are anti-tariff. And that's how our country used to pay. Used to raise money, raise revenue for the country, and up until the 16th Amendment was ushered in, and we became indentured slaves to the federal government. Law Officer Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that this is the time of year. Things get a little slippery, and we might have some more of that frozen stuff coming this weekend, some ice and snow or sleet, whatever the case may be. So you want to make sure that, you know, you got all your insurance coverages, number one, up to date. Your uninsured, underinsured coverage. Uninsured is when somebody hits you that does not have insurance. Underinsured is when they have insurance, but it's not enough to cover any number of things, damage to your car, medical bills, et cetera, lost time from work, et cetera. So make sure that your coverage is up to snuff, and Michael will recommend whatever amounts he thinks are appropriate. Then there's also the personal injury protection that's called PIP coverage, which can become a factor as well. So if you have any questions, get your policy out, read through it, jot down your questions, then call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. We're back tomorrow morning, back early at 6 a.m. on CBM, and until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.